Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. It's more honored to teach you to build balance. But it's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered.
Defeat will not be in my creed.
I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let one of my enemies die! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
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 Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is children that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable with little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Grudge Wrenches. This is Reg, Tone, Meatball, Slouch, Big Fred Jr. in his absence. We are praying for you and your family for the loss of your father, and our prayers are with you. And we just ask God just to give you strength and courage and understanding and keep the family uplifted. And, you know, Meatball, you there? I don't know if I'm on by myself. Junior, not sure if you're still on, but if we can open up every mic, so I know you guys control the boards and Slouch won't be on for a minute, but a couple things we want to do to cover tonight is talk about last night's shootout. Hello? Tight with us, fellas. Sound like we're having some technical difficulties. Once we get everything up and running, we'll be on and popping. Hey, Slouch, you're controlling the boards. Can you open up everybody's mics? If you push the one button, in the next 60 seconds, your mics will be open. Meatball, if you own, give me a shout-out. Lil Tone, if you own, give me a shout-out. Your mic should be open shortly. But, again, some of the things we do want to cover tonight was last night's shootout at Milan. We want to talk about this upcoming event, August 30th, 28th going wild. Talk about the 5,000 reasons shootout. Talk about the exchange of threads between John Doe and Jimbo, and a 2 out of 3 shootout. Who do you think will win it? If Jimbo or Randy is on the line, hit the one button. If Rich is on the line, hit the one button. Just to recap some things, it looks like Jimbo had another victory in the shootout. That car is running very well. Dave at Team Z has that car performing at its max, and from the sounds of it, the car is getting better and better. Jimbo is hungry right now because he is collecting a lot of money, he's looking forward to winning this shootout this weekend, which is a 5,000 shootout over at Martin, Michigan.
Line, please.
But again, Jimbo is, you know, what can you say about Team Z? They are doing their thing. They got cars going straight, but you know, on the other end, Rich has built a nice piece of race car over there with John Doe.
Yeah.
It looks like I said, Slot, you got to go on mute for me. The PRE has a really nice car over there with John Doe. Those Young Money Racing is pretty much the hot race team right now, but I think Jimbo and his guys have something to say. Wicked Quick definitely has something to say. It looks like the Blaine brothers are running well. It looks like JR and his machine is running well. It's a lot of fast cars out there. I know Aaron is looking to get out there and get back in the mix of things. So the grudge racing season is, you know, starting to develop into a very competitive event. And, you know, it looks like right now, you know, pound for, you know, based on wins and losses, it looks like, you know, Team Z is doing a lot of good things. Jimbo is doing some good things, but like I said, you have Wicked Quick, you have Ride or Die, you have Young Money, you have Dom, you have a lot of these cars. You have the guys out of Chicago who always perform. Dirty Brown, you know, they got that car on Keel. Squinchy and his sons are looking to make some noise, and I think they're going to surprise a lot of people with what they're doing with those cars. Speaking of Squinchy, he's debuting a new car this coming weekend called Swap Meet. And from what I'm hearing, this car is built from a lot of parts that he had laying around, but I heard the car is very competitive. I heard the car is gonna make some noise this weekend. And you know, Squinchy he's a true grudge racer. He comes to win. He'll run anybody, just like the boys over at Wicked Quick and those boys. You know, Mike Panetta and his team has a good program going over there. They finally got that car right, and it's making a lot of noise. But like I said, the boys out of Chicago, they have a different story. You know, Donye is doing his thing. Ground and Pound is doing their thing. The Hulk is doing his thing. We are waiting and hoping to see Tate real soon, because you know when Tate is out here, he's gonna go. And I know he's biting to do some things. He's looking to do some things. Again, you know, August 30th, 28's Gone Wild, $5,000 shootout. You know, 28. 10-5 or I think 275 drag radio is the right size we're looking for in that. And if you're on Facebook or if you're able to go on Clocks Off, make sure you go on Clocks Off and look at those things. Also, we want to make sure we give a shout-out to our sponsors, which is, you know, Fred, Clocks Off, Fred's Old English Grill over on Warren. If you've never been there, make sure you go out and support Fred. Cadillac Joe, your mic is open if you want to say anything. Mailman, your mic is open if you want to say anything. Also, speaking of the mailman and that crew over there, Bub and Lil Will with Mighty Mouse has a monster over there. That's a car I think everybody's sleeping on. I think that car is going to surprise a lot of people. Like I said, that's a good program over there. Lil Will's a good guy. Him and Bub got some things going on. We're looking to see the mailman out with the Malibu. That car is always competitive, and they're always looking to go. So I think they, you know, when they come out, they're going to surprise some people. And I look forward to him doing what he got to do, getting Bub back in the driver's seat. Like I said, they hit the one button if you guys have anything you want to discuss, talk about, or bring up. But real quick, I heard the West went down south. We'd like to get a recap on that. It was good to see the Midwest travel as a team, Chicago and Detroit.
What's
they
going
went down
on?
There. Who am I talking with?
Yeah, Squinchy.
What's up,
Mark
Squinchy?
Nixon.
just popped on.
Can't wait till the weekend come up so I can perform for you guys. You know, give my shouts out. You know, best out to Junior and his family. Hope everything, you know, works out. God only helps people who he loves, you know. That's what he's doing for us when he takes us home. So, you know.
Yes, sir.
But my blessings out to Junior and his family. You know, we had a good shootout this weekend, you know. We had a good little shootout. Jimbo rides again, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah,
a
lot of us weren't there, Squinchy, but you were there in the mix of everything. Can you give us a recap on, you know, what you observed, what you were part of, and what you saw?
What I saw is Jimbo got the car put on Kia. You know, it was a few cars in there, and Jimbo, you know, it's been a lot of questions said, but Jimbo, the way it was set up this weekend, Jimbo had to drive the car. You know, he had to drive the car.
Hey, Squinty.
Yeah.
Hold on. Who is this? State your name. State your name.
It's Young Money, man. CEO, man.
That's what's up? Hey, Randy. Randy, what's what is up, Randy?
Jimbo, man. What's happening, man?
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Listen, this is, you know, real quick. We had a video come out this morning that we didn't want to come off as false advertisement, and we want to clear that up tonight. That was our fault putting it out prematurely, but we kind of, you know, when I thought about Jimbo and I thought about Young Money and the different types, if I had to put them in the boxes, I put it together as an Ali versus Mike Tyson, both in their prime, both fighters on your prime. Who would win that fight? And that's what the video was based on. I think that's the most anticipated race, I think, of the year. And we was hoping that it would be pulled off on the 30th, but I don't think it sounds like it won't be able to get done. But the fans want to see that race.
Why can't that race go on the 30th?
Well, you know, I'm gonna be out of town on 30th, man. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, the car probably would be on the ground, but Rich supposed to be racing with his son that weekend, so I don't know if he's gonna free in the car. But man, I want to be there to fuck Jimbo up, man. So that's why.
Oh, I was about to say, because Randy, God dang, man, you know how that go with me and you.
Yeah, that race.
That, if you put that car there, I'm gonna make sure I get down the stack. I'm gonna put it down like my pocket. Man,
yes,
everything can
yes,
do what it can do.
Yes,
but
sir.
We no. If that's what it's gonna be, then you know that's what it's gonna be. We're gonna set that race up. We'll do that at home. We'll do that at home.
That race happening at Martin. So if it ain't happening on the 30th, it's happening on the 4th of October. Sorry.
We can do it on that day. You know, anywhere but Milan, man. I just feel like Milan is Jimbo hometown. I want to be on neutral grounds, you know what I'm saying? Which Milan is hometown, too, but, you know,
Don't get me wrong. Milan is a great track. Milan is a great track.
Yeah,
and they throw awesome events, but I'm claiming that race, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's already claimed, then.
That's the stiff. That race gonna go down in Martin, Michigan, either the 30th or on the 4th. That's
October 4th or the 30th.
Neutral track.
That's what it's gonna be.
October 4th. Yeah.
But yeah, hello, man. Talk to it. Hey, real quick. Randy, I want you to tell me what happened down south, but let me, hey, Fred, Squinty, give me an update first on Milan, what happened yesterday.
Well, Milan, I mean, you know, it wasn't a heck of a big crowd, but it was some good racing going on. They had, actually, you know me, my memory bad, but they had who was out there? They had, we had Frankenstein end up having to race Jimbo. And that truck running, he raced them in the shootout. They had Dom car was on kill. Dom car, but he red lit, you know, and he got knocked out. Okay. Hey. Dom red lit. I talked to him after the race. Everybody went over everything. We looked at it, you know. Dom red lit, and you know he didn't make it to the final, so it came down to who was that? It was Jimbo and J.R. Gibson and J.R.
Hey, man,
Gibson,
hey,
Quincy, I heard that was a good race, man.
Let me tell you something.
I heard that was a good race.
Let me tell you something about that race. That was, if anybody wanted to see what went on, and I want y'all to listen very carefully. J.R. Gibson is sitting on a 275 Pro. J.R. Gibson runs drag radio. And the track was prepped as it normally is prepped. And J.R. Gibson know how to work that car. That car leaves, it runs hard, and it works. And if he gonna be grudging, if he gonna be grudging, let me tell y'all something right now.
JR is a grudge.
He runs drag race. I'ma tell y'all right now, if JR gets to get ready to put the way I'm saying it, if he gonna be out there full time like that, McCormick's got your 275, 315 that just came in on back order, I suggest, and I'm not suggesting it lightly, go pick your drag radios up. Cause he just proved a point and they work. They work hard. J.R. Gibson got the car to leave and fly. Jimbo just caught him on the tree. Caught him on a tree, but don't think he wasn't freight training. Don't think he wasn't freight training. That was down to the end. That will be posted with four different views from Peso Productions, including an aerial shot of the race.
Peso always gives you good video, but check this out. Word on the street is Trace Myers is a graduation.
Yeah, he sold, dude.
No, Trace Myers will be engaging in grudge racing. He is, that's expect to see him.
Listen, fellas, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. For what we going tonight, the topic we gonna have on tonight and the discussion gonna be is, how do we feel about all these guys switching over from class racing to grudge racing? You know,
I want to know
what people think about it, because you got to look at, we get a lot of more class cars grudge racing in there with us. And we grudge racers. We go out there strictly billing our cars to grudge. These guys was lighting up the boards and switching over. And, I mean, I want to know, is it a financial thing from your class guys, or is it just y'all, you know, that's where it's at, you know, because it's an up-and-coming thing.
Randy, what you feel, is easy money?
How can them guys feel it's easy money? Come on, they got to compete with cars like John Doe. That ain't no little two-dollar car.
No. Think about it. Hold on, real quick. It ain't about it being easy money, Squinty, man.
It ain't all the money in the garage right now, man.
Yeah,
you know, all the money is in grudge racing, man. You know, these guys go out there, run their cars, man, on Friday night, all night long, and win $1,500 to win, you know, the pot. Well, you can run one grudge race and win that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why people switch over like that.
It makes sense financially, and I think it's the competition. The intensity, you run in against the best.
Yeah, but the best, I want y'all to look at it. I mean, catch me wrong and not even call my name. I'm listening on some other shows. The best in the world is switching over to grudge racing. It's becoming
commercial.
Why would we consider
ourselves less than when we have cars that are built that cost more money than?
That's right. That's what I feel.
What makes you think your car, your best two cars, ain't built on their level?
I think my car is built better than their level.
Okay. Think about a builder like PRE. Think about a builder like Team Z. Team Z already building class cars. So what? A class car racer spending $50,000. That's real. A class car building $75,000 with sponsorship. And a guy like Brian Davis and Randy and yourself are building a car for $76,000. What? It's just the class. And sponsorship.
Right.
Y'all doing it with no help. They doing it with a little bit of help, but a lot of their money too.
They can run their cars a lot more.
Yes.
And make less money. We run our cars a lot less and take a chance on making more money. And everybody got to really realize that we take a chance at it. Because if we putting up, I mean, I want you to look at it like this, because me and Randy know. We got mother stations in our trailers. We got barrels of fuel. We don't buy just 5 gallons here and there. We got to buy 10, 25, 30 gallons of fuel at a time. You know, we got these multiple cars that we take into the track, trailers, support teams. We getting out there, you know, and then we got to make these hits. We have to run so many races, or it's not even worth us taking the cars off the trailer. That's one thing I want y'all to look at. I'm winning because I take these cars out there and I'm gonna make hits. You know, I'm gonna make hits. I'm gonna race, I'm gonna win.
You make a great point. You know, your point is justified. Like I said, it's a big financial burden on you too, but both class races and grudge races have a big financial burden. They have a big, both of you guys have big investments, but when you look at it on a financial term, Squinty, your return is bigger than theirs.
Way bigger, and they see that in us. That's the point I'm getting. They see that. It's going to be a lot more of them cats, especially down south. They switching out of that. They coming over to grudging. They got these multiple cars. They gonna say they gonna take one of their baddest cars, paint it up. Cause I don't like. I'm gonna tell these cats. Cause I got a two of them strange cars. You gonna bring your class car out there to race grudge race with me? Paint that motherfucker. Excuse me, gentlemen. Paint them bitches. Don't bring that bitch out there and grudge race with me. Cause I'm gonna say something to you every time. And if I get you put out, I don't want you sitting next to me. You damn right.
Well,
I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
You gotta look at you're speaking on Jason Lee, right?
Yep, he know that.
Jason Lee,
know that.
And Squinty. But into his defense, his car is not a class car no more. He did, you know, watch.
He didn't light up the
board.
He didn't
listen.
He didn't light up the board this year.
Right. So he's technically out of class racing. But think about this. Why would I waste the money to paint the car when I can grudge with that money I use and double and triple that money? So it makes sense for him not to paint it. But also, he may be trying to play a mind game with y'all, like, oh yeah, class car psych you out. But to the average grudge racers, but no.
Let me get in on this. Go ahead.
This is Bob Moscone. What's happening?
Bob Moscone, Reggie. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Welcome to the show, brother. Go ahead and give
good
us your point
here.
Of view.
Good to hear you, fellas. Well, just my personal opinion. What's happening is people got these class cars, and they go like, per se, the same mile heads or once a month thing, versus 1500 or 1800. Man, you got to run 8 passes to get that money. Why wouldn't you want to go to one and get into a This is what some of the problem is in a hat race, which I have nothing against it, but what's happening now, these hat races, you're getting $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 purses. You'd be a fool not to come in and go 4 rounds to try to win $10,000 versus running
new
rounds to win $1,500. So what you're going to have now, yeah, my man can sit out a year, jump in his class car, come in. And when he raced the car in class, that was a 470 car, 480, 490, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. But he knows he has a chance. So he'll sit out the year, the phone year, he'll come in, the person's still going to be the $4,000, $5,000, $10,000. Because now you've got even tracks that are throwing the event instead of promoters. Everybody's jumping in on the bandwagon. And we're the ones that are at fault, the grudge racers, because we're the ones who promote the class racing. I mean, that's just my opinion. Please, I'm not saying you're wrong for hat racing. And it doesn't matter. It's just my point of view. That's how I look at it. But now it is what it is. There's no sense of bitch. There's no sense of bitch about it now. We created it, or people created it. The grudge races created it. Who are involved more in grudge racing than class racing.
Not Bob. I'm going to switch it up for a second because I don't want to think I'm contradicting myself, but I said, and I said this a few weeks ago. I said on Willie Dog's show, this is the thing with grudge racing now. It's evolving.
Right.
I want you to. I'm gonna take it a different place real quick. I want you to look at hip hop back in the day. Look at hip hop back in the day. It went from cats on the street rapping into a multi-billion-dollar industry. What are you guys racing going? It's the bandwagon. It's us, and we making a name for this. Excuse me, and I gotta put it like this.
because Randy is Snoop Dogg, and Wayne is Dr. Dre, and that's why I sit. That's why I made West Cat. That's what's going on. You know, that's what this
and,
is. You know, that's.
I agree.
Would it be safe to say that's why we have to continue to police grudge racing?
Yeah.
That's why we have to continue to
Right, not to throw a wrench or anything. This is not trying to bring in old things, but you guys remember last year at Ducks Race when they had the, you know, they had the grudge race going on, and then David Pearson jumped in there. Well, if people would have did their homework, he's been posting times all year going 440, 440, 440, and it comes up there, and he found something out, went 424, 421. Who in the fuck in the grudge race going to fuck with that? Nobody. Yeah. But people didn't do their homework, and they let him in there. And then when they found out who it was, oh, well, now you can't run. Oh, shit, that's nobody's fault. You should have did your homework.
That's right. Is it going to be, is it, we're going to be putting, now we're getting to grudge racing that we got to implement these rules. We need a fat standard stuff. Listen. 29th, no bar, stocks out front suspension, and that's limited. That's what we need to limit it to. We need to get a basis limited to that, and that's what we going to do, you know? That's what we need to limit it to, you know? And if you lighten up the boards and you doing this and you grudge, you know, you got to change up some shit, Playboy. Don't bring that grudge card that we've been dialed in. It's been sponsored by 100, 200, 300,000, got you dialed in and got running with us. Man, don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's grudge racing. Because grudge racing is, I'm going to try to beat you down the track. I don't care what you got. You don't care what I got. I'm secret about what I got, and I'm trying to get down there. You know, that's what grudge racing is.
Let me ask y'all this. What y'all going to say? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Let's say this is the end of the season coming up, right? Let's say, per se, Dwayne Mills' car comes up for sale. Someone comes up and offers him $150K. Buys that car, and that car already went 409 back-to-back like a bracket car. He comes in next year in 2015 and says, well, this is 2015. I haven't posted no times yet. What do you do?
Well, you know what?
We got to step up.
No, you don't, man. Your car cannot, I don't care if it's bought, it cannot post a time on a calendar year.
No, finish.
Oh, yeah, that's the way I read that.
Hey,
Rick.
Hold on, guys.
Bob, I just got a minute. I want to jump in real quick because I'm listening to the show. I apologize. Hold
on 1 second. Hold on. If you're not, hey, guys, real quick, if you're not, you can mute until you open up. Everybody mute because it's a lot of background.
I think we're using the direction of what we do. These hat races, these shootouts are fillers. We're grudge racing. Our priority is grudge racing. That's where we're losing sight of what we're doing. When we go to these events that are grudge events, the shootouts are just there for the fans, you know, to keep things going. While the grudge racing is going on, you see at Tone Slouch's Reg's last race, we have 44 confirmed grudge races. That's what we do. What it is, and don't get me wrong, the shootouts, the hat races are cool for the fans and to make, you know, and let the racers make some money. Our concept,
you know what, and
is
I agree with you 100%, Junior, but the problem
we
is
hat races. We're grudge races.
But
that's
this is the problem, Junior.
100%. But here's the problem.
But they,
you got a hat race going on with a $10,000 purse. It's easier to get as many cars
how
as you can, and then everybody put in the equal amount of money to make that purse. Don't guarantee that purse because what you're going to do is you're creating hat races where these guys in the class cars want to jump in.
And you know what? With the class cars, this is just my opinion with the class cars. If you haven't in a year, in the last year, if you haven't posted a time and you decide you want to come in and get into one of these shootouts, okay, the shootouts is open. You know what? You a shootout racer. Don't call yourself a grudge racer. Okay. Grudge races are what we do.
Show you right.
Got a guy that are engaging. It don't matter if it's underground, out on the street. It don't matter if we just happen to be riding down the road and we sat next to each other. Or when we get to the track, the majority of the grudge racers, when they get there, their intentions are to knock somebody's ass off. Okay? That's what we
and this
do,
was,
you know.
This was one of my arguments before, and it was just my opinion, is people that, for instance, they want to get into a hat race, which is perfectly fine. If I have a car and I choose not to get into a hat race, that doesn't make their direction. That makes me find out that I'm not going to let someone pay $500 to get into a race to find out how fast my car is.
That's
because
right.
Everybody's
that's
got
right.
a friend, okay?
That's right.
Even for $1,500, I'm not going to take that chance. It's going to cost you to find out how fast I am. That's my way
that's
of
right.
thinking of it. So if
you
I
know,
get into a hat race, if I get into a hat race, yeah, we'll side bet $1,500 or $2,500 or $3,000 between us, yes. But for me to show you my time and you pay $300 to get in, I don't think so.
You know,
hey, Bob, hold on, gentlemen.
Wait,
let me tell you the slick little way everybody trying to do shit now. They trying to put
the eliminate time slips all the way around for the whole day.
We eliminate time slips at our event. We eliminate our time slips for when we do the shootouts. But hold on, this is what they're doing now. First round call outs. That's slick. I got a first round call out. And we got a bet on the track. That's a grudge inside of a shootout. If you these cats with these class cars and we
what
say if you don't post the time for a year, let's make these cats they gotta have a stipulation, they gotta have five grudge races inside of a certain time too. And I mean I hate it and then we put more steps on stuff. You know, we turn into a class. That's the stuff
here's another thing where I think promoters need to stop and think also. If you're going to have a grudge race or a grudge event or a hat race, then what's the point of giving them time slips? The only thing the driver needs to worry about is getting his car to A to B. And he has a race pack. He has data recorders of all kinds. If you show him a time, let's say you get him a time slip and you made a test pass, you just gave him a time. He goes back, he pulls the data out of his race pack. He turns the time slips off and he gets no time slips. All he has to do is go back and overlap his run to the next one. That's exactly how fast. Anybody knows anything about a race pack, about a computer or law or data log or anything? And most of the guys out here have class guys tuning their cars anyway. So don't tell me how fast they can't find out how fast they can go. Eliminate the time slips all the way around. He should be worried about getting the car off the line and down the track, A to B. That's it. Then
right.
take your game.
Right,
you already know your car prior to getting into a hat race or prior before going to a drug race. Go test it. Go wherever you got to go. Test your car and then go to the track and you'll know exactly how fast please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that this is just my opinion.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say a guy like Myers, Jason Lee. You know these guys are top flight. You know what?
Right.
And me as a grudge racer, I don't give a fuck if he just bet $10. If I can get him to side bet and beat his motherfucking ass, you've proven what we've been saying a long time ago. We can run just as quick, if
run
not faster than you guys.
And I don't doubt that one bit, but the whole point about grudge racing is playing the guessing game. That's the whole point behind it.
Right.
That's where
right.
Now, Junior, you already know how I'm cut. I wouldn't give a fuck if they had a goddamn rocket ship. I'm calling
that's
them out.
Right.
Jason Lee already said slick shit to me, which, you know, when I'm right, I'm going to bust his ass. I don't give a fuck if
he may win the fastest passes of his life at another track, but doesn't mean he's going to come to this one and do the same thing.
That's right. Don't mean he's going to get out.
If anything, you have an advantage because you know the capabilities of his car. You know that at his best, he is capable of running X number. If anything, he's coming on the blind because he don't know where the hell you at until you sit next to him. So I feel as a grudge racer, I have an upper hand. If I'm running against a guy of that caliber, I know what his whatever it's been posted, whether it was 6 months, a year ago, you still got a good feel and a guesstimate. Because, you know, when you're that quick, it's really hard to make a real big jump in that ET. You know, his improvements are small, you know. So if anything, you have an upper hand on it. Well, I got to jump off, gentlemen, but I appreciate
right,
you Jim. Guys coming running the show, and I'm hoping I can see you guys on Saturday, man. If not, man, you guys have a great one out there, man.
Hey, hold on, Junior. I got two seconds. I got a lot of guys asking me, will that LTD be back? I got a lot
yes,
of guys
will.
Asking me.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Yes, it
now,
will.
Now, you fellas heard that. I got a lot of guys asking me what they would do or this car, that. The man just said that car coming back. If y'all think y'all can see it, call in. It's
I possibly will
yeah.
not be there, but the LTD will be there, and it will be at Big Sham's race September the 6th. So you guys talking shit about what y'all going to do to it, lock your asses in.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, Joe.
Hey,
yes,
Junior.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Man, it's Randy. I want
what's
me about $1,000 off that LTD at the starting line yesterday down in Maryland. Man, that motherfucker was a
racer. Hey, man, y'all need to stop talking. See, y'all talk too much. That's the problem. I got to go.
Hey, man, I just want to know, you to take me down and buy me some liquor in that and come back. I just want to ride down the street because the car is set up like that. I just want to ride down the street. I don't even want to race.
I'm going to tell you this. Scott is a bad man. That is a bona fide street car, man. For the right money, he'll go anywhere with it. So, yeah, y'all will see it.
Go ahead, my brother. Have a blessed day, Junior, man. Go ahead.
I appreciate
man.
It, man. You guys take it easy, man. All right.
Randy, give us a cap, man. Give us a cap. Give us a cap that went on down in Maryland.
Listen, man. You know, it rained for most of the day down there, off and on, man. But for the most part, man, you know, shit, hey, you know. What can I say, man? You know, it was a hell of a show.
How did y'all
it was the boys? The boys was engaging, man. We tried to race Tony Bynes and Thriller. He wanted us to come off the trailer and all that shit. You know how they do. But I told him, man, give me an hour and lock in one on side. And he said he didn't want none of that. So it wasn't really no other action down there for us. Donye raced Lil Rick and fucked him up. And that was about it. There wasn't really no more action down there for us unless we was on race down here, and that's what we went down there with, so we weren't trying to go with them.
Oh, yeah, they wanted to see
How was the car performing for you, Randy?
I mean, you know, hey, listen, man, we getting a handle on it, man. It's coming around, man. Every day we making progress with it.
Hold on, Randy, let me speak for you. Y'all know who y'all talking to? That's the CEO of Young Money, okay? Enough saying. Y'all start getting a handle on something.
Y'all already know that fact that
John Doe is scary. A lot of y'all shaking, and a lot of y'all cats on the phone sitting in y'all kitchen bathrooms or dens ready to throw up in buckets because y'all nervous about the car. So don't act like y'all. He being coy with it. Y'all ain't going to get no handle on nothing. Y'all worried. Y'all asking to say, God dang, man. Is it going to be soon that y'all going to knock my head off, or is it going to be later? That's what they asking, man. Read between the lines.
Yeah, man. So,
hey,
you know.
Hey, who's I'm sure you got a list of people you're looking to engage with, but who's the top of that list?
Man, you already know Motor City Jimbo is at the peak of the list, man. You know, hey, listen, and it's gonna cost him and Never Scared Wayne and Lil Fred and Brian Davis and all of them, Mark Crank, all of them. They got to get the pot right, man. It ain't gonna happen for free. When we go, it's got to get up there, man. That's all I'm saying. You know, so he at the top of the list right now. I told him, man. Whenever you know. We probably do August 4th, I guess, or at Martin or whatever. You know, he wanted to do it this weekend, but I ain't gonna be able to make it there this weekend. You know, so it is what it is. But that man is at the top of the fucking list. You know, I see the little video he made and all that. You know, all that's fine and dandy, man. But we trying to go, so.
Based on the video that he made, they just ain't respecting John Doe, are they?
Nah, well, you know, I don't expect for him to respect it until I make him respect it. You know, just like I don't respect his car. You know what I'm saying? But if he go down on my ass, then I gotta respect him. You know what I'm saying? So, somebody
but
gotta win, somebody
then.
Gotta lose. Until then, it ain't no respect.
You know? Yeah, both chassis builders are doing their thing. You know, Team Z is hot, PRE is hot. You know, it's just a testament to both those chassis builders. You man, you got, you know, you respect for Dave Zimmerman and Rich over at PRE. He's I mean, both builders built beautiful cars, man. And I mean, that's the beauty of grudge racing, man, is that these guys are their best, and their best are performing. And you know, you if you're a true gladiator, you brag about yourself. And you know, and mentally, you try to take the other man out. So, but you know, on top of that, man, you know, it's some other swap meet coming out, man, and we want to hear a little more about that car, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's my other son, Jermaine, the tall one. Call him as long as hell. Everybody see he's been tuning, and he actually did the last. He did the last. Shakedowns before we put the Brad up, and he coming out. You know, like I said, I scraped everything up off the floor, found stuff that I was going to take to the swap meet, or bought at the swap meet, the stuff that was around, put these parts on this car. Don't think I got a dollar bill car, y'all, because I don't. It's just very good used parts that I put this car together with, and I want to show what a swap meet car could do. It's stuff that was laying around, we put together, and we made a car. I had more than enough stuff to make a whole car. More than enough stuff to make a whole car. So we put it together, and we putting them in there as the new pilot. You know, it's going to be – it's not no piece of junk. It's nice. This is a nice little car. We're going to put them in and see what he do. You know, and it will be engaged because it's on 28, no wheelie bars, stock-style front suspension car, you know. Big block. It's big block because everybody know. If you come into the game, nah, don't play. If you playing small, you got to play with the small.
Hey, listen,
we big block.
If you got a small block in the game right now, you might as well take it out in the backyard and bury that motherfucker.
Boat anchors. If you ain't got a blow on the Pro Charge on, ain't nothing going down.
If you got a nitrous small block in this game right now, you might as well die with it.
Now, real quick, Squinchy, there was some controversy earlier this week on Facebook in a video. We're trying to clarify what happened with that video between you and Dirty Brown. Now it was some back and forth about the gap and who turned on the wind light. Did we ever figure out what happened with that?
Well, we posted the video. He posted the video. You could clearly see he was behind Chris. Chris crossed over at the eighth and turned on his wind light. If he needs video. Or if he actually want to inspect the car, because everybody knew the car was brand new, never touched nothing. The cones split the bumper, split the outlaw front end on it where he hit the cone at. So I mean, I don't know. If people was on the line, everybody, the true people who I need to know that was there, no. We Chris treated him. We all 60 foot of him, and when the candles was lit, he wasn't on the side of me to get burnt up. So that's all I need to say. You know, Flames was in his next lane. He had to back off because Chris was in his lane for real. Chris was completely in his lane by two cars. You know, he admitted that. I know what he truly admitted between me and him. I'm not gonna put him on this. I ain't gonna put him on blast because actually Dirty is one of my men. You know, but when it comes to this grudge racing, I'm gonna put him in the dirt because the car was built to come after him. The car was built to after him. We talked about this with him in early January for Mining Open, and I said we was going gauge with Dirty, with Darth Vader, and that was one of us. And to be honest, it switching gears, the one that we really about to clown because I talked to BR yesterday about Lock and Rule being.
it was multiple rumors out that Rube and them had a new motor put in their car and got back to me, and I don't care. But that he's telling me they still got the same conventional headed motor in there. We're going after Rube, Beyond, and we're doing Boost 12. We're doing Boost 12. Really going to knock their head inside out. That's what we, you know. But we going to, he got the wind light. He got the wind light.
When are you looking to engage with those two?
Oh, the 30th. I got three because DR said they're going to race me. I got three. You know, I'm coming to your show to do it. My car ain't broken.
The word on the street is that you ain't afraid to get engaged with anybody. You coming to go.
I'm coming to go. I got two young guns. The boy getting a new car, but guess what he got to do? He got to race. Ain't none of that. We about to test all night. He come. His car going to be right. He going to race. I'm making both of them boys race. I got one on 28, one on 29, 10, 5W. They both racing. So I got plenty of stuff. I got plenty of other talk, plenty of people to lock in. You know, Lil Sweet in the Rain, you want to come get out? I put Slim Goody on you, you know, swap me. He'll knock you in the dirt.
What?
Y'all happen to make it to the shirt. Yeah, they been threatening. Sweet in the Rain been talking. Yeah, but that car ride, I'm not going to take nothing against it. I'm not going to take nothing away from that little Malibu, sweet little Malibu. Yeah. And did anybody from Chicago on the line got is the Hawk and them coming back? Because I want to see what they want to do.
Squinty, you trying to set a record by most grudge races? Yeah.
Oh, I'm only doing what I normally do. I'm only gonna do what I normally do. It's nothing unusual for me. Maybe no, I go broke for his pocket and borrow money out. Me and him been sitting in the lanes counting up change trying to get a pot together, pulling our dollar bills out of ashtrays to get it for me to go good. He said, "Switching you crazy."
Hello?
I said, "I gotta get it in." What's
up? How you
doing,
man?
Hold on.
You got Mighty Mouse trying to get on the line. I guess you got something to say. 313-0938.
Sorry, hold on.
Funny. Lil Will.
Lil Will, you on?
Lil Will,
you should be on.
He's doing a smart thing. If you stay in the bushes and keep looking, you ain't got to talk.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
You
yeah.
on?
How you guys doing tonight, man? It's Baby Boy and the Cadillac Joe. You did. We just coming in and support and give a little support to the Motor City Mafia. And I don't know why you guys from Detroit don't come up here. We do a lot of travel. We come up to Detroit all the time. I don't know why you guys won't come here. It's not too far.
Where you at?
We at the Grove, we at Byron, we at 41, we all over, bro. We all in Chicagoland area. There's a lot of times, you know, we freak with the tracks that you guys got, and then, you know, doing the traveling. We go to Michigan and Milan and all that old stuff, so I know you threatening guys from Chicago. This baby boy, I got a show Friday night, me and Cadillac Joe on Clock South. Y'all visit the website. It's free to join, but I was hearing you say something about Chicago guys and the East Side. Just come up here. They got a whole lot of cars that you can run, brother. You ain't got to just put one. Come and freak with us too. Come to our tracks. We got tracks.
You know what?
I know we come up there all the time.
Hold on, Red. Listen, bro. This Squinty, and I'm gonna say because I'm the one that made the comment. You're perfectly right. I asked him, could I engage him again, because we need engaged at one of our events. Just because you spoke on that, I could say as the group that I represent, for me, when I get my schedule right, I'm going to make it. I will announce it on your show, and I will be down there because I can speak for me and maybe some of my group. You know,
hey,
as I can set my schedule up, we will do that.
We will do that.
And that's what it's all about, brother. It's about fellowshipping. I don't mean to cut you off or nothing like that. It's all about fellowshipping. We ain't got no problem with coming up into the upper part of the Midwest, which is Detroit. We love you guys, man. Y'all guys good people, man. I ain't got nothing bad to say about you guys, man. Come on down here and support some guys up here because we always come up there and support. I love Hood TV. I love everything that the Motor City Mafia, Lil Tony come up here. He always coming up here and coming to Chicago and engaging with the things, the times he got, man. So, you know, I ain't trying to, you know, take over you guys' show. I was just saying, man, just, you know, give a little support in for Chicago guys, too. You know, we are always freaking the track, y'all track, because it's not too far from home. So that's all I'm saying, bro.
Hold on, listen, real quick, man. And then the guys with cars can respond. But anytime we point in case, brother, we will do better. And that's as honest as we could put it. But just like a FYI, Donye had a race. About a week ago at a track over there, and most of you guys don't know, when we can't make the trip, we send money. So I sent, and myself, and I think, I don't know if Slouch did it or not, but I know I couldn't make the race because of my work schedule, but
Hold on, brother.
Let me finish, and I appreciate that. I sent money through Bookie because, and I paid double of what it would take to get in, so we can support, financially support. If I can't be there physically, I'll send my money that if I was to travel there, the money I would spend to get there, I gave to Bookie and Bookie gave that information to Donye. But when we can't make the events as promoters, we're supported with money. But and before, you know, so we don't get on the negative of it, you're absolutely right. We all got to get better at supporting each other, and we will. We promise you that.
And the half of the thing, what he's saying, too, because we got named cars. We got cars that's looked at all over America. I mean, they hear Young Money. They don't just want us to support it financially. You know how many people they would get out of they hear, oh, Young Money coming, Randy coming with John Doe, Squinty coming with
Right.
Darth Vader.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Jimbo coming. They hear those names coming, it's a fan base that draws them in. Oh, these fans going to be here. Let's go see. Let's go see them get out.
Can I throw something out at you guys, man? I'm going to ask y'all something real. Now, you know, they listen to Baby Boy on these shows and me and the other two guys talking, and not disrespect. Would you think you had 42 or 43 grudge races at Lil Tony race, right? At Martin, right?
Right.
Yeah.
If you think it was a battle on the Royals in the Midwest, you know how much the promoters and the money and the people that would come and support you guys, and I got guys myself, I got other guys here, and they got other guys there, and they got a big shootout, and they going to support the Midwest. Midwest, they say the fastest cars is in the south of America, in America, which is Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, all them guys. Man, you got some guys up here, man, with which them guys from the south to breed, man. With nitrous cars, turbo cars, all type of stuff. So what I'm saying is this here, man. Let's make it bigger than what it really is, man, because everybody, like, they against one another, man. You know what I'm saying? And make it profitable for everybody to make some money, everybody to come out to the track, man. From Chicago to Detroit to Michigan to Wisconsin to Indiana, make everybody in the Midwest come out. You know what I'm saying? To have a real big shootout and where everybody just meet up. And you had that shootout because the hub for NHRA is in Indianapolis. The hub for them fast-ass cars, man, with them big-ass 1733s or whatever the big tires, them guys on them top-fuel dragsters, man. They're in the hub of the Midwest, man. It makes a difference. This makes a difference, man. You guys got to listen and understand certain things. When guys that know about drag racing, a lot of drag racing, and they've been around it, got to listen, man. Not no disrespect to the show or anything of that nature. I'm going on mute, and I'm done with it, bro.
I mean, Hold up, guys. I hear what he's saying, but I don't hear what he's saying. It ain't no beef. I mean, we support Maya and Maya support us.
No, I didn't mean it that way, brother. I didn't mean it that way.
Okay, but hold on. Hear me out. A lot of us. This is new ventures for us. And we're starting to venture out. We're getting better at it, but what I keep hearing is everybody trying to make a lot of money. But when we try to make a lot of money and everybody trying to get paid, I think the grudge races end up getting fucked over because we get away from why are we really doing it? Are we doing it for ourselves? Are we doing it for the racers and the fans? So when we get away from it and we start chasing the dollars, we start fucking up what we're really here to do is see racing, and we're catering to the promoters, and the promoters are trying to get paid. And hold up, let me finish. And the promoters are trying to get paid, and they charging. This is totally out of character for me, so I'm gonna say it. They charging every motherfucker that come through the door for parking. They charging them for food. They charging them for this and for that. Where we're not giving the fans a good experience, and we're not giving the drivers a good experience. We're trying to put on a great experience, and you're right. Your idea is great for a battle royale, but I still think we're a year away from it. Everybody got to get on the same page, and that's going to take time, and that's going to take everybody in agreement with each other. But I think everybody's putting on a great event. We just got to make sure we're not nickel and diming our drivers and our fans to death. We got to find we're coming to see some good racing if you're a fan of it. I mean, that's my point. That's my personal point of view, and I have no knock on any man doing his thing.
Right. You know, you didn't say anything wrong about it. I was just basically speaking on the event itself. You see what I'm saying? To make sure everybody, whoever get the money, it don't matter to me. It don't matter to a racer or a fan. They want to see some action, and they got good action at that event, at that venue. I'm going to support it. They got good food down the street or up the road or downtown at a certain spot I'm going to frequent. I'm going to spend my money. So it don't matter who throwing the event, as long as they got the good food there, they got good entertainment there, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get there because I know it's going to be some good entertainment. That's why I don't care about the money part. My whole objective ain't about the money part. It's about making the Midwest grow as a whole.
Hold up. You're saying a lot of guys had the fast cars down south, but that has changed. We have the fast cars now, and we are holding our own. We can go anywhere in the United States and whoop on somebody's ass with our cars. It's the fact that,
We've been doing it for the longest, though, bro. I understand what you're saying. We've been doing it for the longest. I understand that. But my thing is this here. Why we can't come together and just say we load up and go down there and invade the South? All through the South just invaded.
Hey, bro, hold on. You must didn't know that Young Money CEO Randy met Diane and them and rode down with them, the representation of Michigan Midwest. They rode down together.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hear everything you're saying, but for the tracks at the end of the day, it's about a dollar. For me, it's about a grudge race. So we got to find a happy medium in it. And if we're going to put on an event, a Super Bowl or however you want to call it, then we got to get the key guys together, put them together, and it's going to happen, and find somewhere to do it. You know, that everybody's going to be satisfied at and where guys can come out.
You forgot one state that you didn't name. Well, they may not do grudge racing, but they got some of the baddest tracks. Go to Ohio. Go to Ohio. Go to Ohio and check it out. They got some badass tracks in Ohio. It's a little one outside of the southern.
Hey, what is it? The key is for grudge racing and for it to be fair is to find a neutral event, a neutral track, a track that's, 2 hours, 2.5 hours away for everyone in the Midwest, and then not that
Norwalk.
Far of a drive for the guys from the South. Norwalk is good, but Norwalk does not, FYI, Norwalk does not want to do anything with grudge racing, and they're not promoter friendly. So that it's going to be hard for a promoter to get a race at Norwalk in an event without them having 100% control of that. And when you have 100%, let's say you have a track that has that knows nothing about grudge racing or their grudge races, who's going to be at a disadvantage? Not the promoter, but the drivers. The track, they're not going to cater to you.
Right. Then you got, hold on. I think I talked to you about this track before. You got out of Tennessee, you got, what is that, Music City, and out of Kentucky down, and what is that, we talked about it before. They grudge race friendly, and they were trying to get a hold of us. That one down in past Louisville a little bit. Which one was I talking about, Riz? I went down and I talked to the guy a couple weeks ago. Man, I'm back to slip my mind.
Hold up real quick. This let me get this little housekeeping thing real quick. There are a lot of hands up. Junior had to get off with the passing of his father. Slouch is in transit back to his house to get to his computer. So if you guys give us, about 5 to 10 more minutes, we'll be able to open up the rest of these lines. So if you waiting. Give us about 5 to 10 minutes for Slouch to get to the computer to open up the live because we have no control of that. That's him and Junior that have control. But, understanding Junior's situation, please bear with us, all right?
Hey, Reggie.
Yeah.
This is Bug, man. What's going on?
What's up, Bug?
No, much. Hey, we weren't planning on coming on the 30th, but we in Texas Park. But if Squinty don't lock in...
Hold on, hey Bub, this Squinchy. Give us 5 minutes to finish this subject in. Then we when the lines get up and up, we're gonna jump back on lock ins, okay? We gotta
hold
we got a
Squinchy.
Subject Bub, to address.
Bub, let's find out, Bub, do you got time to hold?
He's trying to lock in, man, so we working in Texas, but if he's in, we're gonna find
Give us 5 more minutes, Bub. Give me five more minutes.
Hey, man, Squinty, I don't think Bub got 5 minutes, but he trying to see if you want to lock in, and he willing to come back home on the 30th and tap that ass.
If he come back in on the 30th, and he want to race Darth Vader, because from what I'm understanding, they didn't want to race it. We can go and get it out the way. That was the steps of the last race that if they got around me, that they had to race. They got around Spoiled Brat, they had to race Dark Vader. From what I'm understanding, y'all say y'all didn't want to race it. Am I being clear?
Let me say something real quick. We 28 no bars. Or 28 no bars. We'll lock you in, or we'll lock the whole. If one of y'all don't want to lock in, we
you Hold on. You said you 28 no bars, 9W, and you would lock.
You got
I'm not going to undress. You were supposed to race the car. It wasn't no undressing rules.
Hold on,
Bub. It wasn't no undressing rules. You want to race the car? Let me ask you. Just answer the question, yes or no. Do y'all want to race the car?
We want to race that swap meet car. Whatever he got on
48
so far,
we'll
fuck him up.
Damn, man.
Wow.
What'd he say? What I didn't hear it clear. He said, whatever we got in there, fuck me up.
28 and no bars.
If I got 28, that's a small car. That's going for the small. That ain't on the level of that car yet. It ain't. What you want me to tell you? You want me to be stupid and just say, because who I am, I'm going to jump in and do it? That car, that small block car right there was supposed to race me. And I'm keeping it 100. It was supposed to. If it beat Sport Brad, it was supposed to race Dark Vader. I can't get my race now.
County in Michigan with a small block on 28
looking to do something, we just hit the one button. That's all we want to put out there. Anybody. Hey, you heard it first. And you heard it from the owner.
Hey, Lil Will.
Damn.
Hey, Lil Will.
And I know they're going to try something so they current happy in a minute. So I'm just sitting back waiting on.
Hey, Lil Will. Will.
He got quiet. He got quiet.
I can hear y'all. What
he got one.
Say?
I mean, I ain't trying to be funny. They got one grudge race under their belt with a car that was 800 pounds lighter with a big, small block.
Hey.
And they got
hey,
against a street car.
Quincy.
And they think they
Quincy.
Did something.
Quincy. Quincy.
Oh.
Man,
right.
It don't.
That street listen. Car shit, man. Why don't you stop saying that?
Hey.
That shit played out.
Hey, Lil Will. Hey, Lil Will, you
just. Car shit. Yeah.
Hey, Lil Will.
I'm
Lil Will. You shouldn't say small block, man. Don't, you don't know, my friend Ryan got a small block. Nah.
Well,
so
I'm
you
just,
should
okay.
just say
small block,
no bars. You should just say 28s, no bars, man. You don't even motherfucker with a small block. Nah, shit.
Right.
Yeah, you right.
That shit he talking about? Will, you got one race, and you picking on the one person that ain't scared to race you. I don't give a fuck. When it comes down to it, if I test and get down the track, then I'm going to fuck you up. That's what I'm going to do. That's the best you're going to get. But, motherfucker, hold on. You know my blood pressure. Get up quick. If you bring the bitch out there and you're already committed to running Dark Vader, I'm going to beat your ass. But if you don't want to roast the motherfucker, be quiet. Don't get on here talking to somebody that will race. Because you ain't going to be slick and go around and try to pick on somebody that you didn't already race the street car with a car that was 5 miles
wide. You ain't
want to
bet no motherfucking money when you race
Ford
Brad.
I didn't have to. Like everybody said. Like everybody's. Like everybody said, Will's a bum. Like everybody said, Will's a bum. Don't run him for no money. What? You got
four Brad off the trailer, motherfucker. What you want? Or that? Whatever you got on 28th No Bar, I'll fuck it up.
I bet you think you will, bum
ass.
Right. Anything I come with, okay, no problem.
Yes, Randy, he ain't talking about shit. All that shit you
well,
on. Where Will at? Where I will fuck whatever you got up, your big cheese, all that bullshit you got.
Hold on. Lil Will, I just got a text, man. A motherfucker say you better not move on 28th, no bars.
Who said it? Please state the name.
The infamous DMX.
The motherfucker from Michigan.
Get your ass down. DMX said it. He said,
with the yellow car with nitrous? With the yellow car,
no,
with Nitro?
Yellow,
I'm talking about
no,
Nitro
okay.
cars, man. I ain't talking about no turbo cars.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I just want to put it out there. You know, Lifestyle. I don't know these guys, so I really can't call them out. But Lifestyle, all them guys that bullshit array. All these guys, there's a lot of guys with small blocks out here that still want to play.
What,
I mean,
where
you got to play for a lot of money, but we can play.
Where that white devil car at?
White devil, Brian Hennessy. All them guys, man, I ain't trying to bet the farm. We bet we run 1,500, 1,000. I'm trying to play.
Yeah.
I'm trying to play. They keep their bars. If they got a small block, really, I let them keep their bars on. Cause I know everybody want to have their bars on the mission.
Well, I mean, you know.
So just let me know. Anybody press the one? There's a couple other guys that got small block Mustangs. Anybody press the one button, just let us know. We'll be sitting here chilling. Down here in Dallas. I'm down here chilling.
I told you I sent Jennifer Lopez over there to me if you need me to now.
Hey, but Randy, I know y'all going to build y'all courage up with Nasty Car. Just give me like a week in advance. I know y'all going to go ahead and do it. I know y'all going to. Y'all just can't help y'all. So. Just give me a week in advance so I know.
Hey, you ain't just hear me tell you, you only motherfucker that got a small block out here in my man.
He picking on somebody. He got his loot. He ain't getting shit. Cause I'm gonna stretch his ass out. I'm not about to lock him up for the 30th. Cause I got a new driver in that car. And I want to see what he can do. But on the push that race down there.
About a month ago, you was calling with a little wheel.
Hold on, he can't get down the track.
You can't. You still can't.
It ain't no phone. The mouth got the gun.
Bring that bitch out there and race the car. You just said don't beat the shit out of anything I got. Let's go with Darth Vader. Why you scared to race that?
Look, you got man, you got a big block, big car. Can I get an event? Can I get filled some type of way? Make me think I can.
What?
Hey,
look, is you trying to go or not, man? God damn, man.
Well, who?
Another text has come through saying you got the back motherfucking tired. Now, what you want to do?
Another who?
Another text message has come through on my phone saying you got the back tired. Get your ass
well, what? What do you got?
DMX.
Well, what do you got?
Man, I just told you that.
Well,
he got
the
a
back
small block.
Oh,
shit.
He got
DMX,
the back tire.
You press
with it? Hold on, fuck that. He got the back tire in the clear. He got the
hold
one
on,
in the one with the yellow car.
Hold on, man. I'm finna get him on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
He got, the Hawk over in Chicago, and they got some small block nice cars over in Chicago, too. They don't have to hesitate. Hawk get down. He got a big block. He can get his ass down, too. Man, we don't want to take over the show. I know y'all was talking about getting money with the promoter and shit. We need to go back
home. I'm going to get him on the line.
Yeah. Now, what's that shit you was talking about with Lil Widow, man? DMX on the phone.
DMX with that yellow car. He got the back tie in the clear.
None. Your car with that Bernie car, you got the back tie in the clear. Now, what you want to do?
That deal.
You said, hold on, let me think about that for a second. You said, y'all got the what?
You got the back tire, and I'm going to go clean around your ass as soon as you move.
Oh, no, I want my nicest car.
Somebody need to take that.
You said, I want to run nicest cars, man.
All right, I'll let you run nicest cars, man. You know what? I'll try. This would be me and your gab a little, Will. I'll take that race you said with the old car. I'll take that race. And then you got to run a burgundy car right after that.
He ain't going to do that. He going to park out to that shit. He did make him out to leave that alone. I gave him a win and was going to race him for some real money with my car, but he parked out. He go, in his trailer, he don't remember what he said. You got a big block car, Squint. You know I can't fuck with that car. I don't know why you even coming down here. I ain't in the class of that car. But the motherfucker can get on radio shows and say, the Darth Vader, you said you can't fuck with that car.
You got the back tire in the clear. You just got two, you got a lane, you got every advantage in the world. You got a big tire, you got a wood bar, and you got a big block.
And I got, you got all that too.
You got three advantages on me. It's just going to the line.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's all I'm saying.
Your motor ain't got eyes. It can't care what's sitting on the side of it. It make 1,000 more spray to shit. Put in bigger pills.
Hey,
I got some 40 jets if you need them.
I'm
I'll
going
let
back
you
on you. He's doing a lot of talking.
Hey, Lil Will.
Huh?
Lil Will.
Yeah.
I just got another text from Jay Truffle. He say, lock your motherfucking ass in.
I said Michigan.
Ah.
I want to build Michigan first. But you know what? I will run him. But the thing is, he done lit up the board. I can't really say that year shit. That shit don't really apply to me in Grudge Race. When you light up the board one
man,
time, just I don't. But listen,
that man,
you got to respect that.
That man ain't lit up the board in 3 years. And
I bet you we can go. I done watched the car on video. I bet you I can go through the time he ran.
Hey, listen.
How much you bet?
All that don't matter. It ain't the same motor or none of that. Lil Will, what?
It don't matter though. It really don't matter with that, because just say if he went 5:30 2 years ago, I run him. Everybody know. Oh, he go faster than 5:30. Now it put me at a disadvantage. This ain't no goddamn shootout. This time I'm running. I'm trying to make some money. I don't really run shootout. So all that year shit don't apply to me. You done lit up the board with that car. That's all I'm saying.
That's
subject
we had earlier. I ain't mad at that. I understand that.
You understand? Scotty,
yeah,
he go out there. He class race, and he come out and say, I want a grudge race now. Man. Huh?
Will. The man got everything you asking for, man.
It's just him lighting up that board.
Junior say. Watch what you say. You anybody?
I said Michigan. I made it pay the close attention to what I said. Anybody in Michigan?
Hey, when was the last time Tristan lit the board up? Does anybody know? Has it been over a year? If it's been over a year, he probably
that, that shit don't apply,
right.
though.
Randy just said 3 years. They said 3 years. They just said 3 years.
That man ain't lit up the board in a couple years, man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that shit just don't sit right with
me. Just like right now, motherfucker, like y'all just said, Jason Lee come out. He ain't ran in 2 years, but he won a grudge race. But goddamn, everybody know he went 2 years ago with Fad.
He ain't get it right. He ain't grudge racing. He trying to get in a shootout.
So hey, I'm giving an example. I'm giving an example when I say that though. I'm giving an example when I say
hey,
that.
I just
got to keep that straight between Jason Lee and these guys. We class.
I'm giving him as an example, man.
Wait. Did I hear y'all say y'all give him a little wheel the back tie?
Oh, Kibo!
Hey, man, I thought Kimo got banned off of the show, man. He didn't get banned. That rumor was a lie.
Hey, Kimo, don't y'all got a storm block call me and regulator? That guy up in Jackson.
I don't know what's going on.
What's his name? He got
Jack regulator.
What y'all
want to
do?
Jack
Kyle
Hustler. Randy.
Huh?
Yeah.
Randy. What up,
yeah.
though? Off the water, Young Money. Hey, he giving out back tires in the clear? He giving out the back tire in the clear? Do
yeah,
I
nah,
talking that type of shit? Is you talking that type of that big fella shit?
What you got?
You say you giving the back tire in the clear, motherfucker?
I don't give a fuck.
Is
what
the fuck
got,
you
no, no,
giving
no.
the back tire in the clear?
No, they
well, shut
they,
your
they,
punk
they,
ass
you
up, then. Nah, do you giving out the back tire in the clear or what?
You got a small block, motherfucker. You got a
you know
block.
I got a small block. I got a big block now, but I'm gonna leave a small block in it because I'm order broke. Is you giving
you
out
it.
The back tire in
yeah,
the clear?
You got it.
When is the next event, Randy?
When you want to do it?
When is the next event?
30
this weekend. You got it.
No, I ain't going to make it this weekend. The next weekend, we ain't going to even play with you. You're going to give me the back tie in the clear, then we're going to do it, all right? We ain't going to play
on the
podcast now. My car was fucked up.
You got
now
it.
The car is at the motor shop, so you're going to give me the back tie in the clear, right?
You got the back tie in the clear. We're going to quit talking
back
about
tie,
it.
Back tie, okay.
It. You got
that's
it.
All
light,
I wanted to know.
As long as you got a small
okay.
block.
All right. Yeah, I got a small block, but I got a big block now, but I'm just going to leave that small block again just to race you
oh,
to
yeah.
show you
and
that
Kimo.
That high-dollar bullshit you got ain't running like shit.
Hey,
that
Kimo.
Motherfucker ain't running like shit.
He ain't talking about nothing. He ain't
yeah.
trying to go.
Okay.
What about Drew Clark? Ain't he part of regulator?
Stop running for motherfuckers. You just said you're a race Chicago niggas, Detroit
you're
niggas. Don't run,
no.
motherfuckers.
What am I talking about? Man, you're not ready. You ain't talking about nothing.
I'm going to put a speed dial on this motherfucker. What? I want to show you. Your car ain't shit. That motherfucker ain't impressed nobody. I want to show
right.
you something. I want to show
well,
you something. Before
you
I put this
right
other
now.
Mode in, because they told me if you can't roll with the big dog, stay on the porch. I want to show you that just with the small block, before I get off the block, off the porch with the big block, I'm going to knock your ass off right quick. You said you're giving off the small, you said you're giving off the clear and the break, right? What are
you
saying?
You
the
not,
clear
you
what
you
did you just say you're going
to
give up?
What I'm
about
to say?
What did you just say? You said back tire in the clear. The
but
back tire in the clear, you just said.
Exactly.
The back tire in the clear. Before
said,
this other motor in,
weed.
I got to race
you.
You
too much weed.
Before, oh, man, you know that.
Hey,
I'm high
hey,
enough.
Man,
before I put
weed.
The other motor in,
I
got to race
you. My car ain't shit, but you want the goddamn back tire in the clear.
You said that. You said you giving everybody a back tire in the clear. That's what I could have told you
said. I said DMX, man.
Oh, you better keep your motherfucking mouth quiet on that shit. Because I
told
you, before I even put the motor in, this is one thing I'm about. I got nothing to say after this. Before I put my other motor in, I got to race you. And that's on life. Before I even put the other motor in, I got to race you.
Hey, Lil Will. Hey, Lil Will.
I told you a couple of dollars that you were in. I don't want for my money. Okay. I told you. I went from the city.
I'm
gonna bust your ass.
Hey,
I'm gonna bust your motherfucking ass. I promise you.
Hey, Caesar, hold up
I
for
promise
a
you.
Hey, Lil Will, don't holler that DMX name real cocky like that.
I didn't call
man, that motherfucker just talking shit, man.
Hey, listen, I promise
you.
DMX.
I got a small block.
Name.
I got a small block that's gonna knock your
Hey, that's my yeah,
I promise
said,
you. Before
the
fuck I put that big block in there,
block.
I'm knocking his ass off. He talking shit.
Hey, hold on, gentlemen. Hold on, gentlemen, 1 second. Dig this in, Lil Will. I'm gonna do you this, but I know you're gonna be scared of it. Cause
You putting skips on your races and shit.
Right, he gonna skip that. I'll race anything.
He putting skips on all the races.
You bad.
I'm gonna race you with a small block. I'm gonna race you with a small block.
And he wanna run me with a big block. That sounds crazy to me.
Nah,
you want to
stop talking that big brother shit, then.
I got a small block, though, man, and I bet you your motor bigger than mine, little Will.
Hey, hold on.
Nothing, man.
Listen.
That ain't got nothing to do with
nothing. Let's race with Frankenstein. That's a heavy bitch. Let's race with Frankenstein.
He going to take the Willie Bob off that bitch.
No, it
who
want
to race Frankenstein? Is he going to take the Willie Bob off?
Hold on, DMX. Hold on. Let's race. That'll be a good race. That's a good match race for you right there,
man. Is he going to take the Willie Bob off of it?
No, he not. Put yours on. You can
okay,
put yours
then.
On.
Next.
Yeah, I'm going to put yours on.
Cecil.
Remember when y'all said, fuck that motherfucker, don't give him no money back? Don't race him for no real money because he's a bum-ass motherfucker? Mm-hmm. This is the shit that y'all was telling me is right. That's why they said, and I'm putting it on the floor. That's why they said that. I tell you that, you should get off your talk show.
You didn't fuck
that
me.
You didn't stretch out on me 2-3 times. You stood next to me. You got a nose in. So what the fuck you want to do?
You want to do it again?
You got the W, but you didn't jab me.
Do you want to do it again? Stand up like a man.
Stand up like a man, like you told on the show before, that we could go back and get. You said, if I beat the spoiler brat, I will run Darth Vader. Be a man. Let's be a man. Did you say that on the talk show? If you can tell the truth, then I'm going to lock you in.
If I beat Spore Brat, I will run him at 131. Now.
If you tell the truth, I'm going to tell you what you. I'm going to do for you. I'm going to do 100 with you.
Did I give you $500, right? Because I said my car was hurt, right? I gave you $500. My turn. Because you would not race Darth Vader. We was calling each other out in the fucking, it was a shootout call out. You wanted to bet $200.
I wasn't racing with Darth Vader. Like they said, don't get a nigga's money back. Fuck him. I didn't have to. We was in the shootout. We sat next to each other. You made $200. We was in the shootout.
I don't want to talk to you no more.
Dan, you don't want to get famous. You want to let's bet $1,000. I'll put 28 on and fuck you up.
I'm not gonna undress all the way, but you know what? I'll change my shoes for you. You got three advantages. Do you want to do it? Yes or no?
I answer your question, but okay.
I can't run with him.
I'm gonna tell you that.
I ain't trying to be funny. Hold on. I'm gonna help you out what I know about grown up ass small blocks. You supposed to got a grown up ass small block. I'm assuming you got a grown up ass small block. I'm trying to give you some props. Don't call yourself a bum, but I'm calling you a thing.
I want you to get your ass down.
Okay, then I'm trying to get my ass down. I know white trash would run anything. Won't you be a man and run anything? It's only money.
What do you mean? I'm not white trash.
Okay, point proven right there. You ain't nobody.
All right.
You ain't nobody.
Man.
Nah, Okay, we taking up too much time with this. On to the next subject. Who else we got online? Anybody else trying to lock in?
Yeah. Please.
Anybody else trying to lock in?
Hey, Slouch, are you online yet? Slouch, are you at home yet so you can open up the line?
My little Will is getting it.
Yeah, I'm opening them up right now.
So you're online now?
Yeah, I'm opening up. I got like two more. Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
Need to add an extra hour to the show, Slouch.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
We got any other fellas locking in for the 30th? I mean, what's going on, y'all? Who, anybody got any races? Is there anybody they looking for of interest?
I'm hoping that I get to see that Dirty Brown and Darth Vader rematch.
Oh, that's going down. No, me and Dirty talked about that. We're going to do that one. But the biggest one that we're going to do is Bruce Will.
I tell you who's been real quiet, man, is Chad and Kip. They're being real quiet. Ain't nobody is trying to engage with them, man.
Hey, it's hard when people don't want to race a space shuttle. A lot of cats scared of the space shuttle. You know, they're scared of the space shuttle. If y'all feel like y'all ready to race the rocket ship, call in.
You call Kip them the space shuttle.
That's the space shuttle, man. They can pop the top on and anything. Kip already said he'll drop the top on some of you fellas because he don't feel like it won't slow him down. It might help if he put the top down.
Wow.
He waved to you.
what would you say is the hottest car in the game right now?
John Doe.
I'm biased because I'm Young Money. You know, Young Money never scared.
I didn't ask you to be politically correct. I asked you to
Jumbo.
Tell the truth.
I do. I believe John Doe coming up. I believe Jimbo coming up. I believe Chucky coming up.
Wait a minute. Who said Jimbo?
I said that. Of course, I said it. I believe the top cars right now. If the top car gonna be Kip and Chad. I'm hell yeah. They running. They running good. But right now, up and coming, Swan, John Doe, number one on my list. I'm not gonna lie, Jimbo. Right there with him.
Is that a 1A and a 1B?
That's what it is.
You
they fast. Both they fly. They
well,
fly.
Well, is it safe to say that the space shuttle is the number one car, or is it John Doe, or is it?
Hey, man, I'm going to say it like this. They do what they say. All I want to do is get to where they at. Hey, all I want to do is get to where they at. Them boys fly. And I'm not going to lie, the race between Jimbo and John Doe,
you know,
that's going to be the year. That's
yeah.
That's gonna be for the year. That's gonna be for the
year.
You know,
I think that's gonna be the best of. I think that race is gonna be the best of three, man. I think it's gonna be the best out of two out of three out of that, man. I think it ain't gonna be a one time deal, man.
No, because you're talking about Randy. Randy is a competitor.
Randy is the ultimate competitor.
He ain't going out like that. He gotta have a crown. Randy gotta have a crown on at the end of the year. Randy will have a crown on at the end of the year. He gonna have himself in his cap. I'm not gonna sit here and I'm on Randy's team, but I'm not gonna sit here and take nothing away from Jimbo. Jimbo, he on a shootout streak.
Yeah.
He's just a lucky charm, and he's been finding the pot of gold. But that shit finna come to
right,
him.
Right, that's all that is, you know. Shootout's one thing. Grudging is different. Everybody knows Jimbo's record. Everybody know how Randy Lane. So that's the ultimate race right there.
Wait a minute.
Just to keep the people back from looking. They will get. They're gonna have to go get a real helicopter to film this one between you and him, Slouch.
I think you and Dirty Brown gonna be a good rival.
That's gonna be it. Listen, I'm not.
I think Kippen SBO or Kippen the Blaine Brothers gonna be a great rival.
The Blaine brothers are ratting. It's little mistakes that happen, things happen. You know, when they get it figured out, they get the tree down. And I'm not trying to dog them because they're my boys, but they've been having a little bit of driver error. Maybe that's what the problem. I'm only guessing, but they got a ride over there. And people got problems once they work the rest of their little bitty gremlins and bugs out. Him and Kip online, I would love to see that.
I'll tell you who my sleeper car gonna be for the year, man. Everybody's sleeping on him, man. I think DMX, man. People sleeping on that car, man. I think once he get the bugs figured out, he gonna be hard to beat, man. He gonna be something to reckon with. But he gotta get those bugs out and then handle his business, man. You know, that's the car I'm waiting to see do his thing, though.
Oh yeah, we trying to see X do his thing. X got to rock.
And you know what? We Dom the same way. Dominant. He
hold on. Listen, man. People, Dom got a 28 big block car that fly. Dom,
yeah.
Put it on kill every time you get out. And that's my fault for not putting that out there, cuz that's another, you know, that's another fast car on 28 that ride. You know, Dom get in there and he push the envelope. Dom don't care if he got four cylinders. He is gonna race you. He gonna
man,
make
Johnny
you.
Johnny Quick, if he wouldn't have had that accident, Johnny Quick, if he didn't have that accident, he coming back to avenge you.
Listen, Johnny Quick, for this year because Johnny got. You know, Johnny going through a healing period, but when he do come back, that's when he's going to show you. He had something to contend with.
Hey, listen. Everybody know me and Johnny Quick to hide our differences, man. That man going to fly when he come back, bro.
Yeah.
What he going to do, man?
Even though y'all was giving him some shit, Mighty Mouse was flying the last time I saw him, man. I know y'all busting his balls.
Fuck Mighty Mouse.
Hey, I'm gonna tell, because me and Will, we got our beef, but as a guy being 100.
Wait, Cecil, Mighty Mouse ain't no weak car.
It ain't no weak car.
Yeah.
Cecil, what did you say, Cecil?
Fuck Mighty Mouse.
Hey, man.
I told him, before I put this big block in, I got to go with him. I don't care if I lose or win, it don't matter. I'm a bet. I got to lose. I got to go wagon.
I'm gonna give you some good advice right now. I'm gonna give you some good advice for what he's trying to do and for what your race program is. Don't stop what you're doing for somebody else. That's, you know, he kind of in the way with that small block. This time,
I'm gonna put the big block in there.
Hold on, Cecil. things change and things are evolving and you're trying to be competitive. You're gonna get more of a variety going to Myers than you will going to the corner store. So leave the corner store alone and go to Myers and get you what you need.
Hey Reggie.
He's still there.
Hey Reggie. Now, I'm gonna ask you, Squinty, man. Has anybody heard from Avery, man? With the orange cutlass, man. God damn, we've been looking for him, man.
Yeah, I heard he can't listen, and I hate to do this, but I heard he snuck into a few events. I heard that he was trying. He had a big push around him, and he walked in and sat out in the stands. I heard
he
got a mask over his head.
Hey, wait a minute. Who looking for Avery, man?
Me, man. Get him on the phone, man. Please, man. Hey, listen. On our way to Maryland, man. Me, Brooks, Kanye, all of us talked to that man for about 5 hours on the highway, man. That man so terrified of it, I know he don't know what to do. He said, man, I don't know nothing. He say, John Doe ain't even know his list no more. He's scared of John Doe.
What?
I just want him to make that be known publicly, goddammit.
Who said that, Ray?
He's scared of John Doe. Avery, man.
You want Avery to say that publicly?
Yeah, I want him to just say that publicly, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you making CEO moves, man. You trying to make CEO moves. You wanted a public announcement, man. You trying to put that
I
in
want
the
a
paper.
Public announcement. Hey, once we go viral with it, I can leave him alone. But until then, I'm on his ass.
Oh, hey, Randy, it's another thing I got to put on the float for y'all fellas. I don't know, what was it, I think it's not this OET, but the last one, if y'all can remember, me some Flint boys, old school guy Chucky from Flint, he came out with that 68 Camaro, and he stood it straight up in the air and put it on the Willie Bar mount. That car's in fixed, and it's coming to buzz.
You say what now?
That black Camaro. He stood it straight up, put on the Willie Bar mount about.
Yeah, it was a black that black 68 Camaro that stood straight up. Hey, real talk, man. Word on the street, Lil Carter got oil pressure.
Lil Carter been had oil pressure.
Yeah.
Little Connor just got oil pressure, man.
Man, he's been oil pressure. Don't let
school y'all. Little Connor and they're working out baby bugs, and they trying to get their program together and go have it tight.
Hey,
that's going to be a beast.
Hey, Red.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Bud. I just want to say one more thing, and we finna get off the phone. I just want to commend people like you, Jimbo, you know, y'all got new cars. Y'all came out there with no bars. Y'all putting on for y'all chassis shop and y'all chassis builders. You know what I'm saying? Brian Davis with a big rocket car with no bars. These people got these chassis shops all over their cars, and they're coming out with these long-ass Willie bars. Y'all making y'all chassis shops look bad, man. Get the fuck down. Take the bars off and get down. I just want to commend
Jimbo.
Y'all came out with no bars.
Hey, listen. We come out the shop out the gate with no bars on. That goes to show you, man, that the people that's fucking with our cars know what they're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I give Richard big ups, man. Y'all ain't got no bars. Jimbo ain't got no bars. Squinty got bars, but, you know. Hey, his chat.
Damn.
Hey, he can sit here and slide me all he wants. I ain't mad at that. Let me tell you something. When you in a father's position, there's certain things you gotta do till I know what he can do. That's what I did it for. If you ask him for a reason, I'ma pull them bitches off. You ain't got that problem.
Hold on, Squidgy. Let me finish talking because I gotta get to work. Okay. The guy that put this car together, that you ever do a chassis truck, you have the truck a lot of years, and he got Willie bars. So what is that a testament to say to his shop if he can't take his bars off and get down with a full chassis truck? And we said we were running to take the bars off.
Okay. First off, Darth Vader chassis was done. Hold on. Darth Vader chassis was set up by Rich back in the day.
Clown.
Okay. What was that?
I ain't saying nothing.
It was set up by Rich when we had a small block in there. I took it over there and had Phil redo engine transmission mounts and everything and put it in there. So that's how my car was set up. So, I mean,
okay,
I
got access to
multiple chassis shops. I made a conscious decision to put them Willy bars on there because, I want y'all to look at it. It's my son, and I went to a bigger tire. If you know anything about tires, you know how they work, okay? A 28, I'm not worried about it. I went to that bigger tire with him doing it. I wanted to see how the car is going to perform. If you see in the little slick shit trying to knock the chassis shop, don't do that. Not me because I put them on. I made the decision. He didn't want them on. I pulled them off in the shootout. The car went in the air. I didn't have enough wheel speed.
That was some whole ass shit to say anyway.
He's trying to be slick, and I'm cool with that.
That
was not some whole ass shit to say, man. Listen,
You know the fuck. Some guys run with Willy bars. Some people just comfortable with it. You can't just knock everybody in. His car not set up without Willy bars. Now I'm pretty sure for him being the chassis guy, he can set his truck up without Willy bars. That's why I said that was some whole ass shit to say, especially to a chassis person that do it. That's some player hating shit.
People, I understand. Do some type of way. Listen. Tell
I ain't feeling no type of way. That's just how you made a nigga feel. I'm a street nigga, and that's how I snatch shit out the air. When a nigga say slick shit, I snatch it out the air. That's what kind of nigga I am. That was some whole ass shit to say.
Don't you feel some type of way? Listen,
man, I don't feel no type of way. That's just how the way I am.
Okay, listen, man.
I'm gonna make sure I beat y'all ass, man. I swear to God, I know you niggas ain't got more money than me. I'm gonna make sure I spend it just to fuck you niggas up.
He ain't gonna be nowhere. He out there.
Yeah,
he's
talking
out
that was some
whole
ass shit to say.
It ain't gonna go nowhere. He can go race little fellas in his class. That's why ain't no use to argue with him.
Bring that Malibu out there. Why y'all got Willy bars on that Malibu then, bub? Nah. Why you talking shit? Why y'all ain't run that Malibu without Willy bars? Motherfucker. Your granddaddy had Willy bars on his car, motherfucker, all the time. So how you gonna knock another motherfucker?
AC. He ain't got nothing to do with his granddaddy car no more, man.
If he's gonna talk shit about the one side, talk about the other side. So you talking about your granddaddy too then. Any motherfucker that's running Willy bars.
AC so.
Shit.
Cecil.
Yeah.
Yeah, this the mailman. I ain't gonna never take him off. As long as I own.
Mr. Wall, talk about everybody. Don't talk about just one side. That's what I'm saying. You keep your Willy bars on it because you feel safety with it. He talking that shit because, Lil Will ain't running Willy bars. That car ain't impressive, man. It's not fucking impressive.
Right.
Shit. I'm going to make sure I take Willy bars off, 28s on that bitch, everything. I'm going to make it just how the fuck you want it. I swear, I got a vendetta with you motherfuckers. I'm coming at you niggas. Full steam ahead.
He ain't even nobody to get upset. Only car he raced was the Brat.
If my car would have made one motherfucking pass, we would have knocked y'all off. My car was fucked up from day one. We were just trying to make the appearance.
That's what we were trying to do.
If you felt good that you beat a 3,500 pound car with a 10 inch rim with a little ass, with a 28 tire and a non-W, then you beat the shit out of me, if that's what you want to hear. Will, you didn't do nothing. It was a stock-ass car with a big-ass motor. True 100% stock-ass car. Stock location shit. So don't act like you did something. okay? Don't try to knock above your book. Don't try to knock the trashy builders.
Man, they
don't
just
do that.
Talking,
you
wanna, man.
Hold on.
Hey, Bookie here.
What up, Bookie?
Bookie, shut your ass up.
Motherfucker ain't finna interrupt no show. Shit, who the fuck Bookie is?
Yeah, I said Bookie here. Y'all on here talking about some what y'all gonna do. What y'all gonna do?
Shut your ass up, Bookie.
That shit unbelievable.
Bookie here.
Yeah, yes, sir. Hey, and Tay, hey, if y'all see Jimbo, tell him I said congratulations. And he can lock his ass in if he like.
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait.
Ooh.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Bookie,
hey, Randy.
You feel yeah. some kind of way,
about,
huh?
Who you talking about with, Bookie? Which car?
That black one.
Man, that's all
you know
that thing motherfucker said. He want a safety net. That's all he said. That's the only reason he always talking dynamic curves. Everybody know that motherfucker wanted a fast curves. Shit.
Everybody know what?
That's one of the fastest motherfucking cars. That's only the car you ever seen. Don't worry. That motherfucker John
hey,
Doe, we're getting that
hey,
bitch ready
on.
For
hey,
that.
Listen, let me explain something to you, man, because it sounds like you on some hating shit. Jimbo
that ain't no
fast.
Hating. That's congratulations. We know
good.
That motherfucker
so
fast. Ain't nobody hating on. How could you hate on one of the fastest cars in the country? I mean, that's
okay,
racing
so
the grand race.
So why you say
how
I'm always
you,
talking
how
about
can
it?
You
we
hate
trying
it?
To engage. I'm supposed to talk about it. What are
okay,
you saying?
Okay, well, why you? It's some
hold
cars
on,
out there you
on,
can engage
on,
in, man. It's some cars
hold
you can
on,
engage in. You always saying these cars, man. Talk about the other cars, man. I'm pretty sure them Georgia boys want to get down. I know they do.
Bookie here, man. Bookie here.
Last time, hey, look, the last time I just checked, we just ran the Georgia boys last night. What are you saying, man?
Man, I didn't say that. I said I'm pretty sure it's a lot of motherfuckers besides these cars you trying to call out. That guy's trying to get their car still right that you calling
okay,
out.
Well, let me, hey,
you didn't
on.
Say
well,
that shit when the
901
boy said
hold
that
on.
Shit to you.
Listen, let me explain something to this guy here since he always got something negative to say.
No,
we just got
negative.
Back
I'm
home, sir.
Guy,
we just ran
the
Georgia
way,
boys. Hold on, let me finish. I'll let you say everything you wanted to say. Let me talk now. We just ran the Georgia boys last night. They just paid two lockups off last night, and we supposed to race another Georgia boy last night. So you saying you pretty sure they want to run. We ran. We back home now. We close to home. Detroit and Chicago is affiliated like home. Now we back home. We want some home ads. Is that a problem?
No, sir. No, it's not.
That's all
no,
I'm
it's
saying.
Not.
When we get ready to leave again,
hold on.
This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. When we get ready to leave to go out of town again, because, you know, we ain't no local jokers. When we get ready to leave again, I'm going to call you and see if you want to make you a bet on the Georgia boys or the 901 boys
no,
or whoever it is that you
no,
have.
No,
don't
I'm not. No, I ain't say that. I just said don't keep just calling out these local cars that you know.
I got
to
call out the local
cars
when we local, man. I'm not going
to
call out no
all
local
right,
cars.
Give us
if
the back tire
in
the lead, then. We'll try it with John Doe. Fuck it. We'll do it. Give us the back tire in the lead. Fuck it.
Listen to how you sound.
Adam, I'm
just listen to how you
shit.
Sound.
I'm just talking
but I'm
shit.
Saying, I'm, but you talking shit, but I'm serious. I'm
I know you serious.
Serious,
man. Motherfuckers trying to get their
so
shit ready for
saying.
That type of car, man. That's a badass car. A bad motherfucking car. Everybody know that. So ain't nobody going to be no fool
yeah.
and
well,
jump
well,
in a motherfucking
yeah.
water full
no,
of motherfucking
but hold on,
sharks.
Hold on. All that sound good. Jimbo just won 14 cents in a month. But you don't
that's
say,
that
but Jimbo ain't got no bad
business.
Car, huh?
No,
so, okay,
he got a good
that's
car.
What I'm saying.
Shit,
so
consistent
I'm just, all I'm saying
hold
is
on.
This here. The
but
man
I don't think his car
good.
Run with
Donye
car, though.
Wanted to run.
I don't think his car run with Donye car, though.
This your opinion.
Got a big
hold
block
on,
with one
Fisher,
carburetor.
Fisher.
You got a big block with
Fisher.
Two carburetors on this bitch.
Hold on, please. No, I'm gonna make Cecil put his foot in his mouth. I bet you won't bet on that lie you just told.
I don't know what Diet got. I just put that out there. I know Jimbo ain't got no two carburetors.
Say what you just
Jimbo
said.
Jimbo ain't got two carburetors. I don't know what Diet got. Jimbo ain't got two cars.
But say that next time,
already.
Okay? Don't assume nothing, Ben. Don't assume nothing.
Man,
all
shit,
I'm saying
that's...
is I didn't get on here. I didn't say I wanted to run you or nobody. I said Jimbo. I didn't say
right.
Cecil.
You're right, my
that's
guy. Well, we getting that motherfucker John Doe. We getting that bitch ready. Randy getting it ready and shit. That's
hey,
who I roll
hey, listen,
with,
man.
Though.
Hey,
that's
hey man,
going
I don't even want you to – hey, listen to me. I don't even want you to say John Doe no more because I was with John Doe all weekend. Where were you at?
Man, dog, I was having surgery. Supposed to have surgery on my rotator cuff. That's where I was
okay,
at.
Okay, well, I was helping push John Doe out the trailer and up on the trailer and everything.
That's
where were you
thing,
at?
That's a good thing, Boogie. We feed your ass enough.
No, don't say we. CEO,
man,
CEO, and
it's a team thing, man. Ain't no iron team.
Nah,
Randy don't just say
I
his
don't
name.
Know you.
Randy
are
is
you?
A CEO. He's a CEO of a team. Of a team.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
he,
know
that's
you.
That's what kind of man that guy is.
What's your name
so,
again? What's your name again?
Man,
you
won't get another ride again, motherfucker. When we on the track,
Bucky,
your
Bucky,
ass walking. You won't get on there one of them golf carts.
Are we going to see you this weekend? Are we going to see you Saturday?
Huh?
Hey. Y'all got – are we going to see y'all this – we going to see y'all coming down this weekend?
Hey, look.
Hey, you know what, man?
Hey,
I enjoy Lit Tony and them show so much, man. I'm coming up there Friday, man. I'm just going to hang out.
You going to hang out?
Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
Bookie, I'm gonna go over the airwaves like I said on the air earlier. Daye the baddest bitch on 20 miles right now. Fuck Tony Wright. Fuck all them motherfuckers. Daye. What happened with Tony Wright and Daye? Can we get a
Well, yeah, we was in the staging lane at 8 o'clock, and he wasn't. So he paid a lot of money.
What you telling me? A yellow streak formed at the back of Tony Wright. Was there a yellow streak?
No, actually, to be honest with you, no, I ain't going to talk bad about him because I don't think he's that kind of guy. I think it's his car up the path to race. I think he would have raced. I think he was having some kind of electrical problem. But what I did have a problem with, I was finna knock Pro Star Joe out last night at the track because, you know, he was on some bullshit.
Okay. So
Daye was supposed to win lockup money, like three lockups. Pro Stock Joe gave Tony Wright his second lockup money back, and I went nuts.
Why would he give lockup money back when it's supposed to go to y'all if he a neutral party? That's not being right.
Hey, the man, I'm just telling you what happened. The man gave Tony Wright his lockup money back. And Bookie went crazy.
I mean, damn. That ain't the way stuff worked up. If a man ain't in the staging lanes, it can't make the race. And if it ain't...
No. You misunderstand what I'm saying. That one got paid off. I'm talking about the second one.
That's what I'm
they
talking about. Is
after they paid the first lockup.
Yeah, they paid the first one.
Man, I ain't never seen Bookie act like that, goddammit. He was like an incredible hawk around that motherfucker, boy.
Hey, Bookie here. My mic open.
Yeah, who was
that? Hey, goddamn. Bookie, you was out there in the fight?
Bookie,
yeah.
Did you get that money back, Bookie?
They said they're going to work it out.
Man. Work it out? Stop. How the hell they going to work your
money out? Now they came up with something, and we just agreed to that because we, you know what I'm saying, we just want to keep it racing. So
hey man,
we said, okay.
You need a plaque up, man. You need a plaque.
If you notice from jump, Pro Stock Joe was sucking Tony Wright dick, man, off there because he tried to not make him pay the first lockup. And we like shit.
I know. Let me tell you how this fool thinks that this is cool. He tried to belittle us in front of the crowd and say, oh, y'all want him to pay the punk out. Y'all just don't want to race.
Yeah.
We said, nah, we want the punk out money, and then we want to race. We still want to race. And then he was trying to say, oh, you guys don't want to race. You know, just he always trying to down us. I don't like them anyway.
Yeah.
So it was easy for me to just blow a fuse.
Big sucker, man. They got a fucking stomach, man. So it's full of pump, you know what I mean? He just got out the yard last week, man. He had stomach full of pump. He had to pump this shit.
Hey,
fellas. Man, call a motherfucker Big Dick. Big Dick. You know you're a faggot, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit.
And, here's the thing.
Man,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, hey, look, I don't mind putting him on blast when he was dead wrong. Let me tell you what he did. This is how he ended up, didn't want to look stupid about the locker money. They had locked in. We had won locker money already, right? So they put up $500 they locked in again. So what happened? Tony Wright wanted to bet on Lil Rick. So Tony Bynes walked over there and said, we need $300 to go in the pot. So Tony Wright said, Pro Stock, give me $300 of that money so I can throw it in this pot. And Pro Stock goes, shit, I can't give you this money. This is the lockup money. He didn't know that I know he said that. He didn't know that I know he said that. But then he tried to say, no, they wasn't officially locked in.
Yeah,
because
you talking
about y'all
time,
man. Fuck. Yeah, you know. Yeah, but no. And then he came and apologized. Hey, this is what he said. Hey, you know what? I was wrong. I apologize. We got to make this right. So they came up. They don't really like talking to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear it. So they pulled Don Yates to the side and worked out a deal with him.
You know how he make it right? He pay it since he fucked up. That's how you make it right.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Slouch, are you
online? I ain't trying to be funny. Hold on 1 second. Dig this here. Y'all traveled all the way down there. They paid the lockup. Didn't want to race. Didn't pay the other lockup. And then y'all didn't get the race, period. And Tony Wright was talking all that shit on Wayne's show to go about how he wanted to race y'all, right? Am I wrong, Bookie, or am I right? Okay, so
he wanted to race, but I'll be honest with you, I will say I can't take nothing away from him because I really believe it wasn't nothing wrong with his car. He was going to race, and he had some people there that was going to bet with him, so they was going to race. It was really something wrong with the man's car. I ain't going to throw him under the bus and say he just did that because.
I don't care. I mean, shit, get some gas.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm just telling you this. I know he's a zip damn fool, and if his car ain't all the way right, he's still gonna go down the track and try something. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not gonna discredit him because I know he a race.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, he really thinks he's the baby daddy for real.
He really thinks.
He gonna go.
I don't take nothing away from him. I just keep it real. I don't take nothing away from him, and I do think that he would have raced if it wasn't nothing wrong with his car. So, yeah, I believe that. You know what I'm saying? The man got a nice car. I believe if it wasn't nothing wrong with it, I believe he would have raced. Because I don't know nobody. I don't know nobody that's going to say, you know, huh?
Don't you say that man got a nice car again, man. That man got a pile of shit.
Well, I'm sorry. He got a nice running car.
Listen,
yeah, like
Bookie, that. Bookie, listen. Hey, hold on. CEO, you got to read between the lines. Bookie and them already got something going on with them and Danye. It's
hey,
for
hey,
us to speak on
rag,
it. Fuck
listen,
that car.
Listen, Quincy, if that ain't the raggliest piece of shit I ever seen in my life, dog, I'm telling you, man. That car is
that's
a piece
right.
Shit, dog.
Y'all should get Tony Wright on here and see if he can explain why he didn't race.
Anybody got
it? I already know why he didn't.
Yeah,
he said he had an electrical problem.
He definitely had problems.
Yeah. But see, I know it was something wrong with his car because he was in the water box, and then they pushed it out.
Yeah.
So I know something was wrong with it. They didn't even they was finna make a test pass and didn't even make the test pass. So that's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna take nothing from him because I know he was trying to race because he re-locked back in. To race again, and he was going to go up there and make a shakedown, and he couldn't even make a shakedown.
Okay. He tried to go. He locked in, shit.
So, Bookie, did he say y'all going to race him anytime soon or the next event or the next
Oh, yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah. But you know what, man? See, that's what I was trying to tell Mr. Man over there. You know what I'm saying? Talking about the Georgia boys going to race.
That was me
we just
said
raced
that.
The Georgia
I'm asking you. That's me saying that. Is y'all going
yeah, yeah,
did
yeah,
he say
yeah.
he want to race? Okay. No, I was just
yeah,
asking.
Yeah,
did he
yeah,
say he
yeah,
want to?
Yeah.
Because Bound blocking
yeah.
in twice, so apparently he did want to
yeah.
race.
Yeah, Lil Rick want to run again. Tony Wright want to run. And whenever Tony Bynes get out the bushes, he going to try something eventually.
Let me say this to y'all. Let me say
with
this.
That Rambo car?
Hold on. Let me say this. Sometimes it's cheap, especially at a certain level, to go ahead and pay the punk off and not look bad.
Hell yeah. Well, your car messed
you know,
up.
Nah, sometimes. Yeah. I hear what Bookie's saying and everything.
Well,
I ain't no Tony Wright.
I understand
saying,
what you're saying.
I don't give a fuck about
but
that.
I'm going to tell you this, to pay
you your gas money to come down there to give instead of giving it all away. You ain't right.
Yeah, but see,
I didn't understand that.
Here's the thing. He didn't gain anything by getting us to come down there. So that's why I know it wasn't that. He didn't gain a dollar. It wasn't his race. He didn't gain anything by having us to come down there just to pay the punk out. So, I, like I said, I'm not going to discredit him. I believe him that he was going to race. It is what it is. I ain't never seen him to come to the track and then push his car out there like he's going to make a shakedown and then act like something wrong with it. For what?
And not going to lock in again, so shit. He probably he
we just
race,
ain't
going to
lock in with Pro Style Joe.
I knew he wanted to go when he locked in again. I said, oh, yeah, he ready to go there.
He ready to go. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, well, for the people that really probably don't like him or saying he didn't really want to run or whatever. Now, I will tell you this. Now, Tony Bynum paid the punk out quick. If you think he can get whooped. Now, that's just his style. That's his style. He'll do that.
Right.
Hey, hold on.
Real talk.
Hey, y'all, excuse me one second. Little Chris want to say something to y'all.
What up, Chris?
If you don't get your stupid ass on, I ask you what did you want some.
Look, Lil Will on there talking shit, Chris, man. You going to fuck him up or what, man?
Yeah, fuck Lil Will. I'm dragging this punk ass.
Hey, you know what? Was that Bug that got on there talking about people with Willie Bob? Was that Bug?
Yeah, that was Bug.
Okay. And
well,
I kind of missed some of the conversation.
Hey, Bucky, didn't the game start with Willie Bars, though, but before guys got their
cards
out the end without them?
Check this out. Now, here's the thing. Now, the people that's been racing each other, All this time, all these years, and stuff like that, with these same little cars or whatever, it's a little different if somebody got Willie Bars on. Because Detroit used to keep Willie Bars on all the time, period. They never take them off.
Right.
So now, you know what I'm saying, it done changed a little bit. A lot of people taking the bars off. But me, personally, I think that the people that's been racing each other, if one of them guys still had Willie Bars on their car, then I really don't see nothing wrong with it. I ain't taking Abe's side. I know Abe is a homosexual.
Hey,
he's going to keep his Willie Bars on, period.
Hey, Bookie, what did that man tell us on the phone, man?
Hey, somebody got a lot of background on their phone, man.
I just wanted to put it over the national airwaves that man, told me he didn't want none of John Doe, man, after all that shit that man was talking.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of person he is. Hey, let me tell you what Abe do, man. And I heard y'all say his name. I bet anybody on the phone right now, $100. He on the phone right now. He just ain't going to push the one button.
Yeah, yeah. He on there.
Hey, Bookie. He needs to put something on that Hyundai.
No, see, here's the thing, though. This is what Abe likes to do. See, ain't no bushes at the track, so he be in the stands. Hey, listen, man. One day, for real, we was up there one time. Remember when Danye won the shootout up there? They had the other shootout too. Yeah, they had the other shootout too with Scotty and them. So every time Scotty and them got ready to go up, we got on the golf cart and we rolled down to the eighth. So I just so happened to turn around. Guess who was in the stands, man?
Bookie. Hey.
In the stands, man. I said, Nanya, would you turn around and look at this clown? In the stands. I said, oh, wow. Yeah, and then, but you know what, though? He tried to hate on Lil Will. You know what I'm saying? I said, you can't hate on that man. That man got in the shootout, man, and won a couple of rounds. What was you doing? Where was you at? I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know they hate when I get to talking, but, hey, I'm going to call a spade, it is what it is. So, I mean, what was you at? You know what I'm saying? Hey, now, Lil Will got on 28. No Willie Bob and all of this. He told Lil Will he had everything in drag racing, as long as it was his car. He told me that personally. So if he tell you, he ain't seen, he tells me a goddamn lie. He told me Lil Will had everything in drag racing, as long as he still had that small block. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make Lil Will kill you. And I called him back, and Lil Will tried to lock him in. He told me, I'm not giving him anything. I thought he was going to have that Camaro.
Hey,
I said, man, he's a faggot.
So, hey, when will he be having it? When will he debut his car?
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen. He told
us, in a
couple of weeks, his car will be ready, and that's that. So, we just got to wait a couple of weeks.
Was that recently, or when did he say that?
No, we talked to the man 5 hours on the road. Me, Tate, Randy. We stayed on the phone with him, and he scared of John Doe. He want to run Gold Digger. He want to race Nappy and all this. I said, man, you sound like a clown, man, straight up. You sound like a clown.
I say you ain't scared of none of you motherfuckers.
Uh-oh, 6 Mile. I hear 6 Mile.
That's right. I ain't never scared.
Hey, Wayne.
What's going on? What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking that $100, man.
What'd you say?
I say, thanks for not taking that $100. You know, when I got ready to lead the track, what I told you.
Yeah, you know what?
Hey, what I was trying to ask y'all, because I caught the end of it. What was Bub saying about people with Willie Bob's? I didn't hear it. I wanted to say something, but I didn't hear the whole thing.
Shots been going on this long and still got Willie Bob's on their car. They ain't as good as they think they was or whatever. So I want to quote exactly what he said, but he was hating.
Okay, well, and then like you said, you know what I'm saying? Why would you say that when your granddaddy got Willie Bob's on?
Yes. Thank you, Bookie. Thank you.
I'm just saying. I mean, people just get on here and say, Willie Bob's on every time he's been driving his granddaddy's car.
Ever since he's been driving Aunt's car, he's been having Willie Bar.
And that just goes to show you. I'm not saying nothing bad about his granddaddy. His granddaddy cool as a fan. I like his granddaddy. But why would Bub get on here and say something about Willie Bob and your family got Willie Bob on their car?
It don't make no sense.
Hey, Wayne. What up, though?
Man, Bookie on the line, man. He said he want to take John Doe place. They want to take John Doe place this weekend and knock Jimbo head off. Right?
There ain't no problem. What kind are you talking about? We done fucked that black car up already. We ain't got no problem fucking it up again.
Can you leave a deposit?
Oh my god! What the fuck?
Hey,
Hold on! You motherfuckers ain't did nothing. We ain't did over here, man. Goddamn!
know that.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Wayne, listen, Wayne. Hey, Wayne, listen. And you're 100% right. That's all I was trying to explain to some of the people that said something totally different than what me and you saying right now. I agree with you 100%.
Right. But let's keep 100. I ain't gonna play no games with you, man. That's Jimbo Carr. I like to let him do his own lock in. And as y'all all know, Jimbo ain't scared of none of y'all motherfuckers. And
he sure
makes no sense for him. It makes no sense for him to try to lock in something with Kanye. It makes no sense right now. But if we at the track. And, you know, y'all work something out, you know I'm
betting
with my man. Plain and simple. No ifs,
okay.
Ands, or buts.
All right. And ain't nothing else to talk about, you know what I'm saying? may he continue to have success in the shootouts and everything. Until then, we'll talk about
it. Yeah.
But I know he better not, all I'm saying is he better not say what he said to me, what he said to John Doe, because I'm going in on him.
Amen. It ain't John Doe right now. It's called the farm truck, man.
Hey, look, he
barely on the list right now, man. He got to work his way on the list, man.
Hey, man.
Don't get me wrong. Us Detroiters, we appreciate the representation, John Doe, Young Money, going down there and all that. But you know what I'm saying? When you get back home, you still got to work your way down the goddamn list. We don't give a damn who you need.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hey.
Y'all know this is what have you done for me lately, world.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a text here. They say, "Well, Tony and Avery locked in."
Yeah, they locked in for November some motherfucking time. I don't know.
Oh.
Down in Florida somewhere. Man, that man, hey, man, ain't coming out with
hey, Boogie.
Mind, yeah.
What?
Hey, Boogie.
What?
Hey, I think you got a misunderstanding of what I said earlier, man, because you know what I'm saying? You weren't really.
I didn't get a misunderstanding. All I asked was, why would you say something about Willie Balls and your Kimpo got Willie Balls? I ain't getting a misunderstanding about nothing.
But that wasn't what I was getting at, though. What I was saying was these cars that represent these championships, and then they say they can't take their Willie Balls off. How can you not take your Willie Bars off when you got the
championship? Well, first of all,
bro,
hey, a charity shop. Hey, listen,
hold
hey, first
on,
of all, let
I,
me just
on,
tell
on,
you this.
Book,
listen.
Book,
I just want to say this. Then that way he might not never say nothing else again.
Leave these chest shots out of it, man. Let's keep this to the race, man.
Listen, man.
Out of it.
No. Wayne, you ain't even got to say that. If you let me say what I'm going to say, I don't think he's going to say this no more.
You ain't the one bring it up, Boogie.
Hey, I'm saying, he talking about the chassis shops. Chassis shops
right.
Build cars to run on Willie Bars also. So what are you saying?
What I'm saying is they say they can't take their Willie Bars off. They said the truck, the guy that owned whatever, straight shop performance, they said he don't run without Willie Bars. And all I was saying was, then Randy just came out with a new car. He ain't got no bars. Why this guy that owned the shop can't take his bars off? And he got a full chassis.
Maybe his car set up. To run like that. You don't know.
My
exact if
word.
He can't take them off, he can't take them off.
What I'm saying is they want to run cars with
or maybe
that's
he
what
just,
I'm saying.
Or maybe he's just like your grandfather, and financially he just don't want a chance fucking up nothing on his car, testing with
and
all
and he an older guy. A lot of motherfuckers want to be safe out here, man. You see certain cars, you see the shit that go on out here. If a car run good with Willie Bars, they run good with them.
Y'all
thank you, sir. Thank you.
Else, y'all trying to make it seem like I'm saying something else. I'm not saying that. I understand that.
Well, you should have checked it yourself because how you said it. Okay, that's just how you said it. That's all. You just said it the wrong way. That's all it was.
Hey, but see, here's the thing, Bud. Hey, Bud, just because if I had a truck and Wayne had a truck and they both 2001 trucks, mine run without Willie Bob and his run with Bob. They're still two different trucks. Or how about this? It's my truck. I want to be safe just in case it's on the air. I don't want to tear my truck up and leave them on. So what's the problem? It ain't got nothing to do with no chassis shops or none of that, man. You're trying to belittle people for nothing.
Bookie, just ask him this one question. Why did you think Unc leave his on the car for you to drive? Motherfucker, you weren't no excellent driver before you got in that car with them Woolly Bars on it. Now you are more an experienced driver. Now you can blame to take those Woolly Bars off. That's all you got to say. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with what kind of wrong with what you said, just the way you said it.
I got another one. Hey, I got another one. Check this out. What if you got Willie Bob's on your car and it costs $1,500 to $2,000 to get the shocks and the stuff that you need to not to have the Willie Bob's and you ain't got the money? What you going to do? You going to leave your Willie Bob's on.
Listen, Boogie, I'm going to just say this one more time because y'all like to switch my words up or whatever. I don't know why y'all be doing that whole shit. But listen, man, this is what I was saying. We called out any small block nitrous car in Michigan. They threw up field trucks. We said, take the bars off. They said, he ain't going to take them off. And he, I said, he on the
listen,
chassis shop.
Hold on. But we will rewind, bub. Rewind. You just said you called out any small block in Michigan on nitrous. You didn't say without Willie Bar, sir. So now when they come with the truck, I'll take the bars off.
First
really?
Off, that's a turbo truck. That's a turbo truck, first off.
I don't care if it had two superchargers
truck.
And twin turbos on it. It don't make no difference.
Get on your motherfucking phone.
I've been on it 2 hours. Why you
shut up.
We said small block nitrous. They came with the truck. Okay, we will run them. Take the bars off. You full chassis, and you got Willie bars. Give us something. Shit. And you turbo.
I really don't think you need to be trying to set up no racing, but you don't know what you're doing.
Listen, man. Me and Lil Will right here. So, you know what you talking about is really irrelevant. You know what I'm saying?
Lil Will is all right with me. I feel the same way about what he gonna say too. I ain't scared of Lil Will. Y'all just scary, man.
You said I shouldn't be setting up no races, but this is my man. We right here together. So it ain't like I'm saying him behind his back. I don't know.
I didn't say you were saying him behind his back. Hey, listen.
Well,
If you call out every small block in Detroit and somebody come and they got Willie bars on their car and you tell them to take it off, I don't think that's right. You should skip whatever it is that you want to say.
Listen, but if we said any small block nitrous car, they came with a full chassis turbo truck. We said, okay, just take the bars off.
Okay, listen. Then you should have been like, hey, I didn't ask for a turbo truck. I asked for a nitrous car. That's all. Either you going to run or you ain't. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to take their stuff off their car if they don't feel safe and they're going to tear it up. They don't owe you nothing, man. You're not going to help them fix it or nothing, man. The sooner y'all realize that, man, the better off we'll be. Now, if I'm saying something wrong, you can correct me, man.
No, but look, man, you ain't had nothing to do with it, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on the phone, and I just hear y'all talking.
You're a grudge racer, so he has something to do with it.
Hey, man, fuck all that shit, man. What's up? Donye and Young Money in bed together, man? Is that a race we're going to see in the future or what?
Hey.
hey, listen. Guys, you already got the race, man. Man's going to have to happen sooner or later, man. So it's definitely a race y'all going to see in the future, man. You know, man?
That's what I'm talking about.
No, 29 himself. He say one of
them. Hey, listen. Our arms is open, man. So whenever you ready.
Yeah, you know. So you know, it's gonna happen, man. Sooner or later, you know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But see, we were just cousins the weekend, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they're supposed to, man. That's what they're supposed to be, man.
Hey, Bookie, you black mama, you still ain't getting no ride down the track when your ride leaves. I ain't letting you in my golf cart.
Hey, you know what, Wayne?
Daye gave us a couple pointers, but he ain't want to let too much information out, man. So that kind of gave me the urge that, you know, we still got to go. He ain't going to show me all the tricks, but he's going to show me a little something right now.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hey,
right now,
I got it.
Right
you know
now,
what?
right now you like that little brother that you keep looking at. Say, damn, little buck, he getting, every time I look around, he getting bigger and bigger. One day this motherfucker gonna try to whip my ass.
Hey, is Bub still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, y'all are running Nappy car, well, the wheel car, right?
Yeah, he's small block nitrous. We said clear as day, if it's small block nitrous, we ain't crying about no Willie Bar. But you a full chassis truck, come on now, turbo.
I agree with you. That's cool. But you know what I'm saying? But he can't be mad at him if he don't want to take his bars off. He might need them. Just don't run them.
You don't have to
try to belittle the chassis shops and all that. You ain't got
to
do all that, man.
I ain't trying to belittle nobody. These people on here speaking for him that brought his truck up, they talking about he don't run without his bars. They belittle him they sell. He on the chassis shop. How y'all going to say this man can't take his bars off?
Hey, Bill. Why you sitting in anger with this motherfucker, man? It wasn't that long ago, Don. You was riding around with some 33s, got that Willie bars and this shit.
I mean, hey, he you know, he said my name. I'm just,
and then
you know,
they said, hey, look, they said, we ain't running y'all with them. We're going to put these 29s on.
Hey, look, those 29s I'm looking at. I see no big ass, fucking, I don't know what you call them big ass tire. You know what I want to say. Y'all figured it out.
Garlic powder, lemon pepper, and,
That's
gotta
be
Cecil.
Yeah, so
Cecil, he don't need to eat shit.
Man, I'm eating crab legs. I don't care what you say.
Man, you over there talking about you want garlic ribs, extra shrimp.
No, I don't even eat pork.
Hey fellas, we got about 4 minutes left on the show, man. Is any closing remarks?
It was a good show.
Well, I want to close it out.
Tell Abe the next time you call in to push the one button.
You're a shit star, Boogie.
Yeah, tell Abe to get out the bushes, out the stands with the binoculars, push the one button when you call in.
Hey, Boogie, don't go nowhere, bud. Give me a minute, because... we might be able to accommodate you, man. This Junior. You talk about you run any small block on nitrous. Do not go nowhere, sir. Stick around for a minute.
Junior, you don't stay in Michigan, man.
It don't matter. It'll be in Michigan.
Yeah, right.
Put another hour on the show, man. Push the button.
That show got all the quarters you want on there.
Hey, Junior, go on.
All you got to do is keep talking.
That's all right.
But hey, Buff,
Junior,
we got the time. Yes, sir. You got all the time you want. I think we got about three, 4 hours on there.
Oh, okay. We could.
We put extra quarters every night in it.
Hey, man, where is Bub at?
If you could get Bub to hold on 1 minute, I still have an answer for him.
Hey, go do what you got. Do I can get a little wheel back on the phone, Joe? Go on, do what you got.
Yeah. I just told them to call back onto the show, so they're going to call me back so I can get them on the show.
Oh, shit, Bub, trying to get what he's looking for. God damn it.
Talking that high power, boy, shit.
Hey, Bookie. That nigga.
Bookie.
Who called Bookie?
Hey, man.
Who called Bookie?
It seemed like, man, a year ago, man, they wasn't respecting Donye, man, but it seemed like now that Donye, you know, coming around, it's like a lot of motherfuckers running in the bushes. What's up with that?
Hey,
shit,
hey,
got his shit right.
Hey, Wayne. You know
yeah.
If I said it, man. You know,
got
it's
shit
hard
right.
To be the
It's hard for a motherfucker to make me a believer, man. That man the baddest motherfucker on 29 right now. I'm telling y'all, man.
Hey, excuse me, fellas, but I just got a text. This might go out to Bub. Hold on. Let me see.
he won't stop.
the truck guy, cast iron, head, and a 750 carburetor on it.
Yeah.
So.
Bub ain't on, Boogie.
Oh, okay. Well, I just got a text, and that's what it says. So, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, man. Not a motherfucker, y'all. Let me try to get Bub and them all back online. Hold on.
Everything you said.
Hey, let him know he's going to have to call on three-way because the show is locked. He cannot call the show anymore.
I'm about to call him on three-way and get him on the call. All
right.
They're going to call Bubba Bubba. They're going to call Bubba Bubba in a minute.
Hey, any surprise cars did y'all see this year that you didn't expect to be running well?
Lil Will.
I mean, I'm speaking in terms of new cars that came out. Besides John Doe, that is making some noise.
So Lil Will there, man. Hello?
Junior, Lil Will back on, Junior. They say they got somebody looking for you, boy. Boy, they say that man looking for you.
Hey, Will, give me one minute while I get in touch with my man. If my man say, yeah, y'all saying y'all like any small block on nitrous? Hello? Hello? It'll be in Michigan this weekend.
Any small block nitrous car from Michigan.
Oh, from Michigan?
Yeah, we said it 40 times, clear as day.
I wasn't on the show, but I just heard this piece. I mean, a small block on nitrous is a small block on nitrous. If you calling any car from Michigan out, you might as well call any car out from the country. If you got nuts like that,
we say any small block nitrous car in Michigan.
Well, I'm going to say this like this. Being y'all don't want to lock in, we got a small block car on nitrous. We're going to be in Michigan. We will fuck y'all right up. Spray for spray, head up, 8 mile. If y'all want to go out the back door, we'll go out the back door with that bitch, too. What y'all want to do, gang?
Damn.
ASAP. And it's a street car. And it's a street car.
Hey, man, what you know is what you can prove.
Hello?
It's a street car, sir. Yes, sir.
Yo, Will told me, my little Will told me.
We did say Michigan. I'm not going to be a fool. I know what I said. I'm not going to be a fool until I can whoop out everybody from everywhere. Petey and all them.
Shit. We're going to have it in Michigan. See, we're from Chicago, but we're going to have it in Michigan.
Hey, Junior.
Yes?
I think you probably can get this race off if you tell him what car. I think he might, huh?
I mean, okay.
But he'll race. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. He'll race Sammy the Bull. All you got to do is tell him what car it is. See, he has to know what car. He ain't going to let you bring no ghost car.
It's an F-body. It's an F-body. 2001 F-body. F-body, yeah, Camaro.
Camaro?
Yeah.
Lil Will, man, if you don't go to his ass, he on 28.
Either a 28 or a drag radio, 275, whichever one we decide we want to run.
If you don't go to his ass, Lil Will, you ain't trying to go this weekend, man.
I ain't really trying to go to. I mean, I will go this weekend, but I don't. What car are they talking? They talking about a Ghost car. I don't know what the hell he's talking
about. It's a fucking Camaro, man, on the 275 or a 28, man.
Have I seen the car before, Junior?
Small block on spray. Yeah, it's been around. We've been around with it.
It's been around from Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Tom Olsen and Sammy Bull. I mean, I know who you're talking about, but shit, you know what I'm saying? Just, I don't know.
No, listen, hold on, Will. He's not talking about Sammy the Bull now. Then he changed it to a Camaro.
Listen what I'm going to tell you.
What I'm
saying,
I don't know what he's talking about. I ain't never seen the car before.
It's a small block Camaro.
I'm motherfucking 275 because I ain't never seen it before. I can't really say, yeah,
listen,
I'm going to run him. That's kind of hard for me to say.
It's a 275. It's a 275 or a 28 small block on spray. Okay? Full interior with sounds in it. It's a street car.
I think we got the baddest motherfucking small block on spray.
We're
going to run him. We're going to run him already at SDMP.
Man, you can run him this weekend, man. What the fuck do you mean?
Listen, we will run the field collector. That's what you're talking about. We'll run him, but look, we already got a race set up for Ronnie Brown. Lil Tony got to drive the car.
Listen what I'm going to tell you, man.
We already talked about
Listen what I'm going to tell you. When y'all go into Ronnie Brown's, whatever race you're doing with Little Tony.
We already said that. It's September 20th.
September? Okay, we're going to be at Martin, Michigan. We're going to be at Martin, Michigan, August the 30th. All
right. That's okay. But if that's the car you're talking about,
now I can understand if you don't want to take an ass whooping at home, I can understand it. But either way you look at it, you
hey, Lil Will,
huh?
Lil Will, man,
huh?
Run the car, man. God damn, man.
Gentlemen,
I got a big phone call. I just text my man, said he ain't gonna be there. Now y'all talking about changing this shit. Said, I think she's doing it. That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
I can't.
Hey,
Hey,
Randy, I have to get off because, you know, I'm dealing with these family issues. But, you know, there's certain things when I hear them, motherfuck that. But if you want to lock in, Randy, can you please handle that 1-on-5 or better? Let's go.
I sure will, man. I sure will.
Head up.
I don't like that you're talking to me like that.
I mean, you know,
already talked about that race, though.
You know, this the thing with me. I don't know you, Will. You don't know me. But if you don't like what I'm saying,
right,
you can hang up, partner. Because it ain't going to change.
I like what you're saying, and I will engage with him. But it's just a point.
Okay. Gentlemen, I'm sorry. I have to go, gentlemen. But August 30th, US 131, yeah, you can come on with it. We're going to see who got the baddest small block.
So what else on the agenda? Will, if you can go with him on the 30th? Lowell.
I think he jumped off, man.
Hey, Reg, I apologize for coming on, but you know there's certain words that anybody shit. Man, y'all need to check yourselves when you say that. Other than you, Mr. Bookie, Mr. Donye, I wasn't directing this towards y'all, sir.
I didn't take it personal.
Hey, Randy. I heard earlier when y'all said, talk about if you got a small block, you might as well use it as a boat anchor. We beg to differ with the Godfather. It ain't but a couple weeks out,
shit,
baby. We beg to differ, baby.
Shit.
Small block on 28, stock suspension.
Yes,
Lockheed.
Sir.
Any small block. When I say any small block on nitrous, on 28th, Grudge Car,
in the world,
on scene, Lockheed. And
hey,
you can quote that.
Hey, listen.
Quote it like you
hey, you know what?
Body.
A few weeks back, right? I got a call about 7 o'clock in the morning, right? It's the guy that got Gold Rush, and he on the phone with about 20 other guys from down South Florida, Alabama, all over, right? So they say, well, when is the Godfather coming out? I heard he was debuting September 20th. I say, man, I don't know who the fuck the Godfather is. Who is that? They say, LT. I say, oh, he definitely the Godfather then. Shit, goddamn, if he coming, he coming.
Any,
I didn't know who Godfather was until a few weeks ago, man.
Any small block, any stock suspension on nitrous, come on. And that, and you
down,
know,
huh?
to say any is a bold statement. Like I said earlier, same way I said it, you could quote it like you quoted out the Bible, baby.
So y'all don't give a fuck about Petey Small Block and none of them being, huh?
Man, motherfuck a small block. If it ain't the Godfather, motherfuck a small block. Come on.
Well, hey, I know if somebody's going to get in touch with Petey Small Block, and they're going to be giving you a call.
I'm going to make this real simple, Bookie. All he got to do when he calls is to lock in whatever he going to run for. That's all he got to discuss. He ain't got to discuss nothing else. None of that. What color you got it? What headliner you
right.
got?
Right. Hey, now I know some people listening. I know some people listening, Junior. They gonna call them, and they gonna call.
Boogie, I seen a video you did. Run and tell that motherfuckers. you don't mind I use that, do you? You don't mind I use that, partner?
It's open to the public.
Yeah. Run and tell that.
Yes,
sir.
Run and tell that, baby.
I got to jump off, man. You gentlemen have a good night, man, and I'm hoping I can see y'all on Saturday, brother.
Praying for you, brother. Praying for you and your family.
Yeah, go at this time for you to go do it. Hang it out.
Thank you, man.
So again, hey, I just want to touch on again, August 30th, 28th going wild, 28, 10 and a half with or smaller, 275 or smaller, no bars, any engine combo, any rear suspension, front style stock location, no non-grudge cars, heads up, 8, track rules. We're giving $5,000 away. That's a guaranteed purse, no matter what the car count is. It's $500 buy-in. You get a 6-foot football trophy. None. A little more track. Gates open at 9 a.m. We're open till midnight. If we get off the same amount of grudge races as we did the last time, we'll pay for extra track time. Kids 10 and under are free. Admissions is 20, 45 for cars and bikes. Test and tune is from 6 p.m. to 12 midnight, Friday night. Drivers meeting at 1 o'clock for the shootout. Again, we're giving you a great facility over at US 131. Track was on keel the last time. It's going to be on keel this time. So we look forward to your support. And, again, for everybody that has those guys over at Milan, you guys had a good shootout yesterday. I heard good things about it. Sorry we weren't able to make it, but we'll continue to support when we can, which is we're hoping to support you guys on the last few events that you do have. And we thank you for supporting ours. But, again, it's getting pretty thick. Couple looking to see some things from DMX, can't wait to see what Wayne has up his sleeve because, you know, when he comes, he always, and You know, that car is always on keel. Look forward to Tony's car. We know the Moscone's and Dougie have been real quiet, but we're hoping to hear some things. We're hoping to see something from Training Day real soon. So it's a lot of cars still out there that we're hoping to see. So we hope Matt Paul is out here real soon to do what he has to do. And, again, Squinchy, Young Money Racing, Ride or Die, Bad Company, Wicked Quick Racing. You know, we know you guys are going to continue to do what you got to do. Team Z, PRE, the Fab Shop, we know you guys are going to continue to do what you got to do. If anybody has an update on Johnny Quick to see how he's healing, we wish him well and speedy recovery, praying for him. And we just hope to see that cat back out. Dom, we're looking forward to seeing some things from you. You know, Blaine Brothers, JR, Jason Lee, Hate Tank, everything from Chicago, Ground and Pound, the Hulk. Looking forward to seeing Tate. We haven't heard from Tate tonight, but if he out there, man, call in and hit the one button. But if anybody else has anything, please, anything you want to talk about, Straight Shot Performance, look forward to you guys doing some things too. So, but again, if you got anything you want to discuss, please, the mic's open. Please discuss, bring up the topic or ask the question. So. Slouch, you there?
Hello.
Yep.
Yep. Straight Shot Performance Field, I think we're going to be running the Hate Tank this weekend.
Yeah, you are. I did talk to Phil.
Yeah, we racing the Hate Tank. I feel for him. Feel for him. We done turned it up. We had to race, you know, we had the race and the shootout against a fast car. Jimbo put it on us a little bit. Is that my superhero? Is that my grape ape, Chemo?
Chemo, what's up with you, man? What's up with the car, man? Anything new? Anything, you got a new car yet, or you done for the year, or what?
We working on it.
Chemo done got out the game, man.
Yeah, he got me fucked up. I'll be out.
Chemo getting sick.
Man, Chemo better go lay on his stomach now.
I'm gonna lay his stomach right on top of yours, bro.
No, I'm just bullshit, man. Hey, Chemo, hope to see y'all soon. Man. All bullshit aside.
I'm working on it. I ain't gonna rush it. I'm working on it. But they say, they say Charles Manson will be at Friday. Kanye better watch out. I don't even know who this number is. Who is Charles Manson?
I think he in prison from 1961.
Not that one. I think he even broke out. He said he'd be in
Miami. He talking about that goddamn reason.
I don't even know who Charles Manson. What car is Charles Manson?
What
car is that? Is that? Oh, wait a minute. That's Platinum car?
Oh, yeah. Charles Manson. Yeah. Cold killer.
Oh, man.
Oh, they done renamed the great white to call it
Charles Manson.
Man, stop it. You know, Mr. Willie. A lot of these cats don't go back that far. So, if y'all name a car, you got to get something a little up to date. You can't go in the 50s, 60s.
That one was new on me. What did y'all do with
They say Charles Manson gonna make three more John Does out here.
Oh shit. He hung the phone up, man. Y'all lucky I ain't seen this text, man. I just looked down. I'm got my headphones on. They said, man, Bookie better watch out. Charles Manson will be there. Uh-oh.
On the 30th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Okay. He must be ready. They say he got it. They say he got people to do strange things for him, too.
This ain't class racing they doing now.
Uh-oh. Hey, man, will y'all get Bookie back on the line?
He might want to address Charles Manson.
That'd be a good race for him to start off with.
Gold Digger first. They say they're gonna knock Gold Digger head off first. I just got that text.
Where they going?
Who is this? Who y'all talking about?
Charles Manson. That Charles Manson said he
went on a 29 or he went, you know, they like big tire shit. This ain't that big tire shootout shit. This ain't that big tire clash shit.
They hear you. I'm waiting for them to shoot me that text, but they want Gold Digger first.
I don't think you put a big tire on Charles Manson.
Okay. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
Yeah. I wish this guy would have been shooting me these texts earlier. They could have got the teeth on something with these boys.
Mm.
Okay. Everybody went to sleep and he done went to text.
Nah, they got Charles
Manson. Might be some problems this weekend with Charles Manson getting out of prison. He ain't never supposed to get out.
You know how some of them get out. They get out of prison and get awful quiet and nervous and shook up.
Is he still going to be on papers or is he free and clear?
Hey, listen, you ain't even squinchy. That motherfucker,
he might have to go to the halfway house first. So, hey, don't speak too soon.
Wayne, you know the halfway house is the 80.
We'll see.
They got. I got a text that say you're not even on the list, so don't even worry about it.
I know.
Hey,
I ain't worried about getting on the list.
I don't even know who his number is texting me this stuff. Man. Oh, Bookie done fell off. I know Bookie would have had a lot to say about this.
Bookie. Yeah, it got real quiet. Slouch, tell me how our line's looking. And your hands up.
I think everybody fell off.
Exactly. Charles Manson said, nobody said that.
Well,
I can get Bookie back on. Y'all give me a second. Let me get this Bookie back on. Hold it. This Bookie will be here in 1 second. Hold on.
Yeah, it's only 9:53 in Chicago.
This Bookie going.
Squinchy!
I'm right here.
What up, Bill?
Shit, sitting here trying not to drink this Wild Irish Rose.
Man. I had a motherfucking ball last night, man. That's where you go.
Oh, man, that was so funny.
Hey, man, don't bring that shit up. Don't say nothing about that. Don't even
mean that
shit up.
I'm just fucking with you. I ain't gonna say nothing about that though. I ain't gonna say nothing about that.
Hey Wayne, do tell.
It was an alcoholic's dream affair last night. It was an alcoholic dream as well. Wasn't a big cocktail, but it was some good drinking going around. The spirits was flowing last night. The spirits was flowing.
Bookie, fuck ass.
We got Bookie on the line.
Yeah.
Man, if ain't nobody else got nothing to say, man, we out. Some of us got to go to work in a couple hours.
I'll holler at y'all. I got to do the same thing.
All right, man. Y'all be safe and be blessed, man. Hey, remember, man, keep Junior in your prayers, man. He lost his father. If any of you guys can, nothing's more personal than a private call or a private text message, letting him know you're praying for him and you think about his family. And just keep him in prayer, man. You know, it's nothing like losing a parent. So I have lost a parent, so I don't know the feeling, but, you know, we can never know what another person is feeling, man. And just send him a private message, or if you can't reach out to him, keep him in your prayers, fella.
All right.
All right, man. Y'all be blessed, man. Have a good evening.